What's happening?
Blog Talk Radio.
Tone, what's going on, man? Man, I can't call you, brother. It's another great day.
We got some background, Gene. Can you find that?
Yeah, I don't know how they snuck in, but they snuck in. We got them, though. What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing going on. What's the deal? Ball, what's happening?
Man, what's going on, Tom? I'd like to give a shout out to our host, June. That's my favorite damn host. Give a shout out to my main man, June, who on the board for us. And also, like, give a shout out to our man, Willie Dog, for helping us out, to getting us here. Big up to Willie Dog. Man, we gonna start off tonight, man. We got some lockheads that need to be locked in. We got a lot of
stuff that, you know, to cover tonight, man. Because, you know, after the day, you know, only show you can lock in on is probably on a Thursday night show, but hell, it'll be damn near too late. So we need to get some people.
Hey, Meatball, you breaking up a little bit, brother. I need you to move that antenna around.
Hold on, let me put the metal on the back of the damn phone.
Hey, you know how the old rabbit ears work. Go on, get you a little bit of tinfoil, wrap it around it, and move it around.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Yeah.
Well,
can you hear me now, Jim?
Oh, yeah, we hear you.
All right, cool. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to get the remaining races locked in, who want to lock in, who want to go. Who's trying to go, and I have a rate report.
What?
I have a statutory rate report.
No, hold on. Hey, Tone, let me mute y'all real quick, because I got to find out who this is. Yeah, hey, Tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was you, Meatball.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me go to a quiet spot.
Hey, man,
can you hear me better now?
Did you say you had a race report or a rape report?
No, rape.
I got to step out of the room, man. I don't partake in none of that shit like that, man. Hold on, it don't matter who it is.
Ball, let me ask you this. Now, was it rape or was it incest?
Or was it consensual sex? Hold on now.
When
you turn around and tell somebody, give me my money, and then they told you, no, you better look. And then they just bent them right over, I heard.
Oh, no, you got to come with it, brother.
What I'm getting to is, I don't know how true it is. I hope somebody can get over here and clear it up. But I'm hearing that Trigger Man took bid set on kill to baptize. He baptized a man yesterday. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, so he put a blessing on him, huh?
Hey, man, from his head to his toes, I heard
you say pumpkin head.
Now, you know it ain't fair. If anybody out there can get in touch with Biz, which I usually find out is real easy, especially when it's referring to gossip, can you please get in touch with Biz and have him call in? I understand he not that he don't socialize, but, you know, they got a little strife going on there. But if he can, we'd like for him to bless us with his company. I mean, if he's able to stand up, because not too many people after a pumpkin head can stand up. So if anybody out there can get in touch with Biz, have him call in. My thing is this now. Did they punish him? Because my understanding is this. Not because he my homeboy, because, you know, I don't play sides to nothing. My understanding is when he's got fire in the pipes in Little Junior. The word was, ain't no small block on spray, ain't no turbo, and ain't no blower car gonna do nothing to him. So you might be mistaken, Meatball.
Well, you know what? I could be, but we need some clarification on that. I could be wrong, but I could
hey, Tom.
Be right.
Hey, Tom.
Yes?
I got a couple hands up here. I mean, unless you got something we want to get out the way, because I got a feeling it's going to get nasty tonight. You know we ain't got but 6 days left.
One of those individuals may have the pieces to this puzzle we need, so by all means, would you please bring them in?
Okay, here we go. 313-0150.
I'm just listening, man. It's Randy.
There you go. Going to the next one. 313-0178.
Hey, I'm just listening, man. While getting these tires ready, this chemo.
Damn, you can't say what's up. You can't say nothing, chemo. I'm just listening.
Oh no, I was in the middle of something. What it do? Just getting ready.
Tommy?
Huh?
Shit, what's up?
We're thrashing.
Hey, Tom.
Tom, what's happening, babe?
I don't know. I think they might have fell off. Meatball, you still on there?
I think Tom and Meatball got cut off.
No, I'm here.
Hey, Tom.
What's
wrong
up
with
Tom?
This man?
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
what's wrong hey,
with
hey,
this
hey,
man?
You ever seen them fires when they come for the last week and they got to go in the battle? You know, the motherfucker be shitting in the motherfucker heart attack that week, boy.
Yeah, but you know what? I understand that. And it don't matter. Hey, it don't matter how serious you are. Damn, you can't just come, man. I'm just listening. Man, you still supposed to make noise. You still supposed to make your presence known.
Hey, I was looking at something on the top.
See, what Chemo is saying is always quiet before the storm. That's what he's saying, man. You didn't understand what he meant, Junior.
No, I understood that very well. But when you hear a cannon, it's showing the hell ain't quiet before that missile hit. Is it? What's happening, man?
Shit, just getting this thing together, man, so I can come to my big homie show and show out.
Chemo, you got fire in the hole.
I mean, yes, sir.
Okay.
It's heating the headers.
Okay.
I mean, that's all that matters then, shit.
Yes, sir. Hey, cause the clock is ticking. Chemo, we in the final stretch now.
That's right. Man, it's gonna be real pretty though, Tone. I think it's gonna be real pretty after this.
Yeah. I hope so, man. I hope so.
Yeah,
hey,
look,
we got anybody else?
Yeah, we got some hands up. I just gotta run through them and see who's who. 586-6660. Hello. Go on to the next one. 313. No, my bad. I'm sorry about that. You know, I'm having some issues today. Ain't got my glasses on. 231-4682. Your mic is open.
Thank you, Junior. What up, Tony?
What's happening?
I just want to let everybody know, if you're in that 29 shootout, get ready to hand the money to Team Bandit, because we're coming.
Team Bandit.
That bitch will have smoke in the pipe tomorrow, and we come over there, and we're going to whoop some ass. And if anybody wants some on the side, we'll gladly do that, too.
Hey, Terry. Now, let me ask you this. Are y'all coming for the shootout or are you coming to Grudge?
We're coming for everything. We're coming for all the money.
All right. Well,
you know how
okay,
we roll?
We got to
get it all.
Hey, Pierre, I had a couple people inquiring about you, but I didn't really know how you sit. Could you let everybody know how y'all sit so we can see if we can get y'all some action?
We're going to be sitting on a 10.5, 29.5, stock front suspension, back half, big block automatic. So that's where we're at.
Wheelie bar or no bar?
Wheelie bar.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a few of them there. We're going to run the sheet out, and then if we can do something on the side, we will.
All right, well, 1/8 mile or 1/4 mile or both?
We're just going to run 1/8 mile on that tire.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'd like to get Timo up in there, but I know he ain't going to get up in there.
Uh-oh.
If Timo would get in the seat, I'll get in the seat.
I know my limits. I'm not jumping in nothing. You got to know your limitations out of life, okay?
I know that. I respect you for that, too,
Kimo. Hey, Tom, hold on while I adjust the mirrors, because we're going to bag this truck up, man. You know damn well, Kimo. Hey, Kimo getting in the car when they go to push it out the trailer. That's about it, bro.
That's about it. Hey, I'm going to put y'all on mute, man. I'm listening. I got a few things to do.
All right, Kimo.
There you go. Hey, Tone, let me let the dog in.
Okay.
706, 1688. Mike is
hey,
over.
Man, it's about time, though. What's up there, Junior, Tone, and Meatball? Well, look here, I heard Terry. I ain't never heard of a goddamn stock suspicion fucking backhead, car.
No, he said stock.
That's how they do it in the Northwest.
Oh, okay. It don't make no difference. If I got them getting my shit together, I'm going to come over there just because goddamn it, he talking shit and bust his ass all wide open. Just like Trudeau Man bust goddamn it, be his ass wide the fuck open.
Hold on now.
It was a head up race at Macon and Biz. And I'll tell Kimo, he got to go down to the pawn shop and get him a bigger dick because Biz's asshole is wide now. His little dick will not fit up in that ass now. Damn Trigger Man bust his asshole wide open, and the rest of the day, Biz walked around the damn track with the Kool-Aid face on, man. He was looking real sad. But look here, why y'all ain't tell us about Dunye crash? Did y'all know about Dunye crash?
You know
crash?
What?
We,
you know.
Y'all looking that motherfucker don't know what the fuck there? I don't know. I might not want to come up there. Y'all motherfuckers might put me on the side of the road and don't know where in the fuck I'm at.
I mean, we was gonna get around to that. We hadn't got to that yet.
Come on, Tom. That's breaking news. You're supposed to always get this breaking news out. Big race that's supposed to go off between Cole Killer and Tony Bynes that never materialized. They both went to the goddamn track. Cole Killer stayed at the track where he was at. Tony Bynes came down to the track down in Darlington and fucked up Gargantua. He beat the shit out of Gargantua so goddamn bad, I think he might retire from racing.
Well, wait a minute. Well, if he was at the track with Cole Killer, why did he have to leave there to go get some action? What, Killer wasn't trying to go?
Well, if y'all look at the internet, it's got them about 75 pages on that motherfucker now, talking about that shit now. Somebody pull a flu flame on somebody.
Oh.
Well, goddamn it, they going to battle about that shit. They talking about somebody have a special show. I said from now on out, I ain't going to be the police of all these motherfucking shows. I'm going to sit back and laugh like everybody else. Fuck it. They ain't going to have me out there working hard trying to figure this bullshit out.
So hold on. Okay, I understand you saying you're not going to be trying to figure it out. But from what you know, could you help us understand? Because, see, a lot of us are on the road right now and doing different things. They don't have that.
I have no problem
with
that. I have no problems. If you've been following any of the other shows on the internet, you know, Cole Killer and Tony Bynes been going at it back and forward. Cole Killer been wanting to run for $5,000. Tony Bynes wanting to run for $2,500. They broke it down, and they were supposed to have a racing union. The man at the track said if they put up $1,000 apiece, he put up $2,500. So they were supposed to be running for $4,500. So they both got to the track in union, which was Saturday. Chris Tootin stayed at the track. Tony Bynes left the track. Why he left? I let him tell you that because we still ain't got a clear why he left. He said one thing, Chris Toon said another thing. That's the best I can tell you. Chris Toon said Tony left because he was scared to race him and didn't want to race. T- Tony said he left because there wasn't nobody there to raise, and he figured the man wasn't going to pay the $2,500. It's an ongoing debate right now, and this shit getting heated up as we speak.
Yeah.
And it's getting uglier as it's getting uglier by the minute. But
hey,
yes,
so,
Trigger Man did take Biz out. I know what happened to Biz's car, but I'm not at liberty to say it. If Biz don't come on and tell what happened, I'm not at liberty to say it. But as of just knowing what happened, Trigger Man beat the shit out of him. So his asshole out the frame.
Well,
yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Hey,
but,
hold on,
Biz. What's happening,
yeah,
man?
Well, what's going on, brother? Thank you for opening my mic. Hey,
first off,
what's going on?
I wouldn't live to say nothing, Biz. You heard me if you was listening.
Right. What's up, Tony?
What's happening, man?
Yeah. He dog raped me. That's all I'm gonna say. Oh, yeah, and another thing, I tried to lock him right back in. He didn't want to do nothing. He might have had little problems after we raced, but, yeah, all I'm going to say is he's supposed to be so bad on the light, I jumped him by the car, car and a half, and he beat me by a car, car and a half. He got a nitrous car. I got a blower car. There's no way in hell if I jump out on him, he's supposed to catch me and put that on me without me having a problem. Well, you know, but, hey, don't matter. He won. He got the check. I'm going to try to run him again. So.
Well, I went to the doctor today, too, and I told the damn doctor, ain't no goddamn way in the world I'm supposed to take 2 goddamn 100 milligrams of Viagra and my dick won't get hard.
This man sucks. Hey, this, so, now, I understand. You're correct. There's no way if you make a move on him, he should get around you. So,
well, hold on, I know you told me Biz was your homeboy, and you said you don't take no sides, right?
I'm just asking.
Did you say that, Junior?
Hey.
No, Junior, did you say that? You don't take no sides, right?
I said that. So I'm asking.
No, Junior. Hey, Junior, I'm just going to put some spice on this and shit. You did say that you don't take no sides, and you call it straight down the middle, right?
Right. That's correct.
Okay, from what Biz just told us, then. The shit he said must not be true because he just said the damn nitro car just put a cognac and a half on his motherfucking head.
I mean, so all I'm doing is confirming what he said. There's no way that car.
I know I'm fucking with Biz, man. I ain't gonna let that motherfucker breathe. He done got his asshole blown out. I'm not letting him breathe.
Okay, hey Biz. All right, you know what? Hey Biz, hey homeboy, did you get fucked up down there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, dog. I'm done. That's it.
But you know what? I wonder why.
Would that be a rematch?
Junior. Yeah. He talking about me getting the cutting. He talking about Donye crashing. But why they ain't talking about the Great White Hope? I mean the Great White Boys. They got something put on them last night too. Now.
Hold on a minute. I'm just talking about the ones I know firsthand about some shit there. I don't give a fuck who get.
You don't know firsthand about Donye? Hey. See,
I was just getting information that Donye crashed his car. That wasn't nothing to brag about. That's just information.
No, I know that wasn't. Come on, dog. I know you ain't bragging about that. But I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody. Did anybody say anything about the white boys?
But, hey, to be honest with you now, don't nobody really give a fuck about the white boys.
Did they get served?
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, nobody gives a fuck about the white boys.
Who's the white boys?
We talking about the people we know and the people we really socialize with. White boys are some bad motherfuckers. They just win the shootout. But we don't really put them in the same category or the same group that we in to worry about. So who gives a fuck if they got fucked up?
Tell them, bro. Yeah, they did. I just want them to tell it all, you know. I want to say, Big Low. Hold on, I'm going to tell about Grudge Inc. too now. I'm going to tell you about
how Big Low got his ass fucked up too here.
I'm going to keep it 100. Big Low red lit on a 550 car. Big Low is Big Low is a 550, 570 car, and Big Low red lit.
Pressure bust a pipe, water us in.
He got
his asshole blown out. When I tell the story, when I go tell my kids the story, I don't give a fuck if he red light. I'm going to tell him I beat the dog shit out of him. I mean, you know, it's a whole lot of people got their hands on blown out.
You know,
all the guys from Virginia came down there. The guys, Kenny Beecham, he got his asshole blown out. Nephew, with that sorry ass top sportsman car he got, he looked up and won a motherfucking race.
That bitch ain't made a full pass yet. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of shit went on this weekend.
White boys put about 45 cars on Goldie.
God damn, I didn't know about they beat him like that now.
Yeah. Well, so I mean,
we worried about that. We worried about the motherfucker we talking to. Tell me, is you out of intensive care yet?
I am. I'm sold up. They didn't give me the what they call it, the long tips. They gave me maximum.
I was just finna say that. He got mad with Jay Bourne. See, Jay Bourne shipped out all the preparation H, long tips and the short tips and the pads for your asshole because they thought they weren't going to need them. Fuck around, that Biz told him he wasn't going to need them. And so they had to goddamn air evac his ass out of there just to patch his asshole up.
I do want to say this. When you know you got somebody dead and they win, that makes it even worse.
Now, that being said, Biz, I got a question. Are you coming to see Little Tony? Cause I mean, that'd be a great time. I mean, it's a small.
I'm gonna come see Little Tony. I'm gonna come see Little Tony, but it ain't gonna be this Saturday. And I hate to say that on a radio, but you asked me.
Baby. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Cause the last thing we want to do is say something that ain't right.
Yeah, that's right, Biz. If you're scared, buy you a dog.
I'm just trying to see you two engage. That's all,
man,
I'm trying
to
really,
man. I'm gonna fuck Little Tony up. If I get up there, I'm fucking him up.
Hey, dog, hold on. I'm gonna be there.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get my car there. But if I get my fucking car there, okay, I'm fucking Little Tony up myself personally.
Hey,
and I like
hey,
it. I just wanna fuck him up.
Hey, Tom, who was it that said it, Mississippi Joe? If your car ain't ready, if your car ain't coming.
No, Mr. Jordan said it. I wouldn't say that. I said, if your fucking car ain't ready, shut the fuck up. My car ready. I just said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get my trailer to pull it up there. My goddamn car ready. I'm the one saying that.
You know
Mr. Joe ain't got
hey,
that motherfucking crazy or something like that. I said that.
Hey, dog, I got something good for you.
You and Tony
can go at it. We going to get two stock cars at the track. In fact, what you driving? What you driving up?
I'm not telling you nothing. I ain't gonna let you motherfuckers hijack me before I get there.
I tell you what, Junior,
Tony frequent down south. Well, next time Tony in South Carolina, North Carolina, we gonna meet up. We ain't gonna do it at no damn grudging event. We ain't gonna do it at Macon. We gonna do it at one of them damn Carolina.
This week we don't wanna hear that shit. Get your gone back in the motherfucking emergency room and finish sawing your ass up.
Hey, Biz, but see, there's a problem with that.
Hold on. I was gonna be a Captain Saberho and tell Dog don't mess with Bandit. Hey, Bandit, get that slow chump 1-1.
Lock him in right now. Make sure I get the motherfucker up there.
Lock him in right now, Bandit. Get that slow joker 1-1.
Hold up. How Bandit dressed? I might give him fucking 1-1.
What?
Where
the fuck
is
Bandit at? Where's Bandit at? What Bandit got?
A 2010 Corvette.
I mean, what is it? Is it nitrous or what?
Yeah, it's a nitrous car.
On what kind? What size tire?
He said 29.
Fuck him.
Please, Bandit.
I give less than a fuck about a Bandit. I'm going to show the motherfucker who the real motherfucking Dillinger is, motherfucker, and that damn Jesse James.
Well, I mean, Bandit, come on in. Your mic should be open.
I bet you $100
hey,
that motherfucker's.
Hey, Tone. Shit, I guess
he got scared too.
Meatball.
All these motherfuckers scared of me.
Man, I don't know
Hello?
What's going on. Yeah, Tone.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, you gonna stop running in and out the house, man? Hey.
Yeah.
Dog, say what you got to say now, Tom. I mean, dog.
I told that bitch I want him. I ain't gonna bite my motherfucking tongue. Shit, motherfucker, goddamn it, I ain't got no funk in me. Motherfucker, goddamn it, Tony, that goddamn it, fucking 2000 and whatever fucking Camaro he got. I'm gonna fuck him like a used prostitute.
What you bring is Monday. What you trying to do? What you trying to do with Bandit?
Hello? Same thing I'm gonna do to Tone. I'm gonna stick my 2-inch dick up both of their ass.
Hey, Tone, get Bandit back on there so him and Dog can do their thing. You know, hey Dog, I'm cool with kicking it with everybody, but I don't give a fuck about nothing but racing.
I hear you. I got a chance with Bandit. Let me know, man. I know you ain't trying to stop no racing, but I don't want to overspoke, man, with a motherfucker I don't know.
I'm
gonna make Bandit give you 1-1, dog.
God damn, he that motherfucking tough?
No, you ain't nothing.
Okay, I'll tell you what I do. Lock 500 on 15 or better. I don't even give a fuck. You vouch for it. We can lock that in right now. I'm gonna make sure I get it in there.
I want to lock it in, but I got to see a Bandit.
Lock 500 on 15 or better, bitch. If you don't, get your motherfucking ass in the corner. Sit your fuck now.
Hey, Tom.
I'm gonna sit. I'm gonna sit in the corner. Then.
Get Bandit back in here, man.
You don't see that 231 area code?
What motherfucking homosexual motherfucker named Bandit? Motherfucking Bandit trying to
a raccoon. What'd you say it was?
231 area code.
231.
See, like if I heard a motherfucker talking about me, I'll push the one button. Tell him to push the goddamn one button, and you ought to see his hand come up. Goddamn,
wrong,
your goddamn phone with all that goddamn background noise. I know that's your background noise. Got the same shit I heard when they had you in the emergency room.
Hold on, I'm texting you right now. Kevin, call back in. Hold on.
And just to show you, Lil Tone is a goddamn faggot too. How you gonna let somebody come on the radio and talk shit on his own show and he don't even say nothing?
And who would that be, though?
Me?
That's dog. That's dog. But dog, you just said if. If is a big word.
Right.
Well, see,
now,
when y'all start talking about getting something I can't refuse, I'm gonna make sure then. If I gotta rent me and you all to pull that motherfucker up there with.
Well, shit, Tone trying to engage with you. It don't matter. All you gotta do is show.
I'm talking about that motherfucking Biz trying to put on me with that 1-1.
Oh, okay. Well, we sure are going to try to get them real quick. Hey, Tone, I got a couple lines here. Let me open them up, see what's happening, man. While you get your man on here. Just tell him to put his hands up.
Okay.
Solid motherfucker like them.
06-84, your mic is open.
What's going on? What's happening?
It's a goddamn
Larry,
fellowship
game.
Y'all know who that is. Larry, what's up, brother? What's going on?
This is
fellowship.
Top
let me tell you, fellowship.
The fellowship committee, top flight security.
What's going on, y'all? We're kind of sitting back, listening to everything, man. I had being Sweetwater, we just not getting in, and we wanted to come in and wave our hand at everybody, man, and see how everybody doing.
No doubt.
Hey, Larry, you know, I'm tired of your fellowshipping right now. It's the week of a reckoning now. Goddamn it, better hunter than goddamn Mr. Willie Gap, goddamn it, drag big ass.
You said it again, Doc?
I got a hunter said, goddamn it, Mr. Willie Gap, big drag big ass.
You gonna show your face at the place I'll be looking for you.
Lock it in, motherfucker.
No. The only thing I lock is the doors when I go out the motherfucker, when I come in there, when I see
motherfucker, if you didn't live in a rough-ass neighborhood, you wouldn't have to lock your motherfucking doors.
I take care of all my business right then and there. Other than that, when I go out the door, I lock them, and when I come in, I lock the service behind them.
You know what? A lock is for honest motherfucker. A lock ain't going to stop no motherfucking crook. I'm a motherfucking gangster.
Well, see, what's happening with me is, dog, I fool around and lock something in, and something happened. And I fool around and they miss theirs, even I miss mine. But if you see it face to face, ain't no missing.
So in other words, you bet with
me.
He a wankster.
I'm like James Brown, give it up and turn it loose. That's what's happening.
James Brown dead, motherfucker.
Larry, what's going on, man?
Oh man, shoot, man, I'm hanging in there, man. I finished with my boat yesterday and me and Sweet Willie, we've been kind of a little bit busy, man. And other than that, man, just try to lean back and enjoy life, man. Wait for the time to come, boss.
You talking about Sweet Willie?
Who was Sweet Willie?
Hey, Sweet Willie,
you on the phone?
You know who the fuck Sweet Willie is, nigga.
What up?
Leroy, shut up, man. Leroy, shut the hell up. How much you want to lock in for Uncle Larry?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Hey, hey, you sound like a little old lonely hoe out on the ocean by the goddamn film.
Hey, man, leave her a fool, man.
Hey, we, us grown men talking, and every now and then you hear that bitch holler. Go ahead and holler, Leroy. You sound like a little hoe. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm not
cheating
in a kicking contest, motherfucker.
You sound like Chemo faggot ass, little old bitch ass sounding voice. Him and Chemo sound like little faggot.
You no good, faggot pussy ass bitch.
Hey,
you walk real softly. You coming up to my town, you better walk real softly, motherfucker.
Well, like I said, now, I ain't looking for no motherfucking trouble, but I ain't running from none either.
Yeah,
I ain't looking for no trouble, but I'm not running for none either.
You better hope I don't like what I see. I'm gonna skin your motherfucking ass if I do.
A set of lips will say anything, just like they wrap around a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna be wrapping them on this. If I see something I like, you gonna have to leave 131.
Why do all you motherfuckers gotta say you ready to race and you all this here, but you gotta lack what
I
you
said,
see?
If I
motherfucker,
see
I'll pull that
like,
bitch up there and run
dog,
you straight off the motherfucking
leave.
Trailer right up in your ass.
Hey, dog.
Yes.
There you go. There go the question. What car is it you plan on bringing, dog?
Shit, man. I don't know.
Because the last thing I want is
it's gonna be on
29.
Then.
That's
all
that matters.
Big block on 29.
Okay, that's it. Okay then.
Now tell us this: if you plan on running just the quarter, or, I mean, you plan on running the eighth or the quarter?
Bitch, I don't run no fucking quarter. The hoes run the quarter. If you ain't got them fast enough to get it done in eighth, motherfucker,
the
hoes run the quarter to try to catch up. You done fucked up in
the eighth. Real men run a quarter. They know how to tune.
Oh, no. Hey, faggots run the motherfucking quarter because they fuck up in the eighth and they try to hope they can catch up in the quarter.
Yeah. Well.
Real motherfucking men get it done quick, fast, and in a motherfucking hurry.
That's a 2 minute, brother. Real men go long, baby.
It don't make no motherfucking difference, motherfucker. If it take me a minute, all I want to do is come. A nut is a nut. I don't give a fuck how you get it.
If you sit like I want you to sit, I'm going to put a nut in your ass.
I doubt if you can get it in my
ass.
It's me the motherfucking
I mean, let's see what direction we take this in. Because if you bring, I'm saying if, because you won't confirm whether you bring the car or not. We
I'm listening. Go ahead, Junior. You're the only one on here I like.
Hey, we can't. We can't get you a race if you don't confirm it. Are you bringing a car or not? No if.
I just
no
told
if.
You.
It's a yes
if I don't. If I lock a race in and don't bring a car, I know what I got to do. I got to shell out my punk out. Now,
okay.
I told you motherfuckers, I'm coming up there to destroy bitches. If I can get my trailer, I'm going to bring me a car up there, and I'm going to destroy any bitch land beside me.
This motherfucker said he'd get me this trailer.
Well, I keep telling you, I can't afford to pull my in clothes. I can't afford to pull that in clothes.
But this is what he said, though. If you lock him in, you got two choices. Either he going to show up with the car or he going to pay the punk out.
Junior, he ain't telling you what car he's showing up with.
I just told you it's going to be a 29-inch big block that's on spray. That's what I'm telling you. If that's Chemo, motherfucker, you got one in one as long as you drive.
That could be anything, big block or to be a... full chassis car could be anything. I'd be a goddamn fool.
It's going to be back end.
Nah, I can't remember no back end.
On 29.
I'm going to stay.
On 29.
Hey, dog, I ain't put my blinker on. I'm going to stay in my lane.
Who's that Chemo? Is that Chemo? That Chemo?
Yeah.
I like Chemo. I like you, Chemo. I don't want to run you. I like you. Cause you don't bite your fucking tongue. Man, you ain't scared of biz. All the rest of them motherfuckers scared of biz.
We need to get somebody on here that don't like dogs.
Hey, what's the problem? Y'all getting banded? Banded phone cut off? Or he ain't got no service or what?
I don't know, but that's something gonna show jump on me when I'm on the phone. Him and Terry, but they can't seem to find him right now.
But they find Terry faggot ass then.
I don't know
where
Terry at.
Why all those motherfuckers come and go like that? Find Terry, faggot ass. I heard him on there talking shit. I don't like the way he was signing.
Hey, is Ben still on the phone?
Who?
Is Ben still on the phone?
Hey,
yeah, I'm still on the phone, but I got a little background noise. I got my kids. So what's going on?
7,100.
Ben, man, I heard. Hey, Ben, man. I heard, man, that that's a trigger man putting on you, man. They said you went right into the studio, man. They said you on the video now, I heard.
Soon as Trigger Man put it on me, I pulled some money out, tried to lock him back in. That's what happened.
Biz, I seen the money, Biz.
Hey, Biz, I got a question. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Man, I got a question for you real quick, Biz. A shootout you were in, or was that a
no, that was a grudge.
Thanks,
Biz, okay, for asking, man. I appreciate it.
I'm just asking.
Maybe you didn't hear him ask the question.
No. It was a grudge race. So it was them that won it. No, I ain't going to say that. Yeah, it was a grudge race.
Okay. Hey, go ahead, Meatball. Finish asking what you were asking, bro.
I want to know if it is an entertainer.
Are you talking about the Gap Band? Is that what you mean?
No, a rap video. Rap. I see you in a rap video. I see you in a video, man. Today, man, you get off a jet. I said, what the? I said, ain't goddamn Biz, is it?
I ain't see that. I was flying on a plane. Oh, yeah. We went over to Dubai.
Hey, man, we got to end the phone on the phone, man.
That was a good video, but them bitches ain't left the hangar yet, man.
Hey, Biz, you said you went to Dubai, but I ain't see no security when that plane landed. Is that a Dubai like down south somewhere? I don't know. You know, like
it was the Middle East Dubai. We had diplomatic diplomacy, so we didn't need no security.
They didn't have to man out like that, Junior.
They didn't need no damn security. Yo, Trigger Man, they robbed them.
Hey, man.
No, we had diplomatic diplomacy, man. We didn't need security.
Not diplomacy, motherfucker. Immunity.
No, immunity is totally different.
Hey, all jokes aside, though.
Okay, so you can understand, we had a license to be over there. Let me break it down. We had a license to be over there. We ain't need nothing else. All we had to show was our passport. We were cool.
Now, all jokes aside, though, Trigger Man can't handle Biz. Biz has some internal difficulties that we can't discuss at this time.
But I mean, you just said it right there. Once you say internals, I mean, that ain't hard to figure out. Hey, dog.
We have some internal difficulties that we can't discuss at this time. But trust me, Trigger Man do not want that trouble.
Well, is there a date locked in yet?
Trigger Man.
You know what, dog? Trigger Man did say. He said Prime Times always give a good back race. He said they give me a good back race in July. He did say that.
You talking about
that
WCG, that 5th and 6th year?
He said when he come up to Indiana, he said he'll give me a good back race.
Oh, to Morocco on your race.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I'm gonna lock you in 300 on 300, dude. That bitch don't even show up.
If he do show up, his tuna won't be with him.
I know that. His asshole got blowed out, too. He's still hollering because that Mustang put it on his head.
Hey, dog, yeah. I got a question for you. What happened with Little Mo, man?
Little Mo, to be honest with you, I'm going to be honest with you, and I hope you don't hear this, because to me, if I went way to fucking Texas, I wouldn't have to make but two shakedowns. I'd make me a little 60-footer, maybe me a 330. Mo went out and made 40 motherfucking shakedown. When he got ready to race, he did something, and he fucked the input shaft up on it. Input shaft fucked up.
It looked like the motor blew, dog.
Huh?
Dog, it looked like the if you look at it,
the input shaft went out, Biz. That made the RPMs go up. That's where all that fire come from.
Oh, okay. I was talking about, you know, he was purging. When he was purging, it was a whole lot of black smoke.
Oh, he doesn't live in the lane, man. We already know that. See how many times, if you notice all the videos, he was running fat. He had to lift to the Rangeland. But see, lifting the Rangeland, you still can run them motherfuckers. Big blocks, you can still run the fuck out of them smoking like that. Fact of the matter, sometimes they run better smoking. I seen all that smoke coming out there. But what happened was he broke the input shaft. When he broke the input shaft, that made the motor rev up, and that's what caught on fire. That's what it over ribbed and all that fire come out there.
So is motor fire?
Huh?
Was his title on the line?
Oh, yeah, he lost the belt. He lost the Grudge Inc. belt. How I got that. Yep, he lost it.
Now,
well, Big Clock
on the
foot.
Big Clock and now. Question for you. Go ahead, Biz.
No, I was just throwing a joke out there, dog. I said Big Clock and not coming for that belt.
Well, I mean, they got to go to Texas again. That one thing about it, them boys gonna keep it in Texas as long as they can, which I don't blame them. I mean, that's where you play the game. But Junior had a question. I'm here to answer any question, boy. I'm really knowledgeable about a lot of shit.
Now, I seen a video the other day. I couldn't hear it too good. But did Primetime win a back half title with that Gangsta Boot too?
Yeah, they went out there with that old bullshit from the GRF. It's a damn nice belt, though. It's a real nice belt. They ran Buddy Blow for it. I don't know how the fuck they figured Buddy Blow was the number one contender for it, but they just wanted one of them to get it. You know, GRF is trying to put their name out there, which I understand that. So either Buddy Blow had won it or Tony had won it, they would at least got their name out there. And Tony did win it. The GRF back half belt. Real nice belt.
So who's the GRF?
That's the Grudge Racing Federation. That's what they call. They based out of, I think it's North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, well, I thought it was Virginia.
They've been out about a year or so, but they ain't been raising no hell around it. You know, they raise hell mostly the Four Horsemen up there in the Virginia, Maryland type areas. But they coming on the scene a little bit right now, though. They coming on the scene.
Okay.
Hey, dog, is that back half belt that they're 21? Is that the old Grudge Inc. belt, or that's a total different belt?
No. That's a brand new belt. That's a brand new good belt. That's one of them expensive good belts. But see, the thing about it, that's
okay.
Fucked up. Yeah, that's it. It's a nice belt. It's a nice belt.
So they got
now who got
the world championship belt? They got one of them legit belts.
Well, they got a nice
like
belt.
The
they got the nicest belt. Belt out there. Put it that way.
Okay.
It's a nice fucking belt, man. It's a nice, heavy, good belt. Yeah, it's the best one out there right now.
Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
We got some hands up. Were you able to get in touch with Bandit?
No, man. I'm just joking. I know Bandit. I don't want that trouble.
See, no, it's too late, dog. You opened your mouth.
Oh, I fold. Red Rock.
Okay.
I was just talking shit because I knew he went on
okay.
The
bench. Hey, dog. Let me hear you tap out.
Red Rock. Red Rock.
Can I get,
Red Rock vocal?
We ain't got Red Rocks in Chicago. If I hear you tap out, I know you sorry then. That's all I want to hear. Let me get a tap
out. Well, I ain't racing in Chicago. I'm racing in Michigan.
It don't matter. Hey, you got to come through here, and I sit right off the expressway. I watch everything that goes by.
You fucking around, and I'm going to punch you in your motherfucking eye, man.
hey, Tom, I ain't going to the race. I just got threatened, man. hey, dog. You know I'm motherfucking 6'8", 310 pounds, boy.
Hey, ask me. Do I give a fuck?
Don't start stuttering now.
I'm saying, ask me. Do I give a fuck? Do you know? Before I got crippled, you know how I got crippled? I fought a motherfucker my size. As long as I was fighting them big motherfuckers, I never got crippled.
Well, guess what? I ain't but 5 foot two for real. All bullshit to the side now.
I fuck up midgets too. I fuck midgets up too.
Hey, so I'm gonna bring some hands in. This dog ain't trying to do nothing. I thought we was gonna get locked in, man.
Open up.
I locked on with that damn Camaro. What you gonna lock him in with? God damn it, the same motherfucking car you paid to park out with last time, motherfucker. Oh, smoking Joe. Hello?
Hello,
dog. Damn Junior done muted my fucking mic again.
Hey, let me go.
So, Tony, you got enough raises already locked in. Your ass, goddammit. Better hope you get by them, motherfucker.
Yeah, if I do, I don't see if I'm going.
No, because if you get by them, that means you done got that bitch dialed in. I might not want that trouble then.
313.
I tell you what I will do. I tell you what I do, since it's your damn race. Let's do an appetizer. I want to goddamn run your ass as soon as I get in the motherfucking gate, straight out the motherfucking trailer for $1,000.
No, no, I don't never go off the trailer. I'm scared to death of that.
313-0778. Hello. 313-0778. Your mic is open. Let's go to the next one. 734-9697, your mic is open. Hello. I got a question. A lot of yous hit that one button. I mean, the one button is you want to say something. Don't be shy now. 313-9905, your mic is open.
I don't give a fuck, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you like this. It's not the same anymore.
I understand that.
We ain't going to do it for no trouble.
Going to the next one. 313-0778. Your mic is open. 313-0778.
Y'all got a lot of girls up there in that Michigan area, in Detroit area. Maybe that'll make them start talking. All you homosexual motherfuckers up there and motherfucking... Let me be quiet. Them bitches get me up there and beat the fuck out of me and bury me up there. I ain't gonna fuck with y'all.
517-3941. Your mic is open.
Yeah, okay.
517.
Damn, everybody you come to, damn it, Junior. They all they talking
I mean, they hit the one button, but you know, shit. 708-4697. Hello.
He said just listen.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. I'm kind of deaf at the same time. 313-6465. Your mic is open.
All right. Hey, I ain't push one either, man. A lot of it is just saying UNQ. I ain't push one.
Oh, okay.
Next time when it says UNQ, push the one button, it'll take you out. It'll do that sometime automatically. They do a lot of them like that when you're just listening. That's something your damn soul throw you in there.
Well, guess what? Somebody threw it in on me because, boy, they light up like crazy. Well, go on with it, Tone. We got anything else on the table, man?
Well, like I say, Donnie had a mishap. Does anybody know is Donnie all right? Check on Donnie.
Yeah, my understanding last night they gave me a call and they said, you know, he scuffed it up, but hopefully he'll be able to have it ready within the next week or so. But he won't.
Yeah, I talked to him personally today. I talked to him personally today. He said that
right.
He hasn't looked at the car yet, but he was going to look at it in a couple of hours, and he said he's going to make little Tony race. So he said he's going to do a few things, and he said he's sure he'll be able to make the race. So, you know. He's going to thrash within the next 3-4 days to get it back right. Cause he said it didn't mess up too bad, but he was kind of frustrated.
What happened?
Well, I think I didn't ask him what happened because I didn't want to, you know what happened. Someone had an accident. I asked him per se. But I had a couple people call me and said his front rim, it collapsed. You know, I think he got those two piece front wheels, and it said it looked like it collapsed. And I believe something like that happened before on his car with the rim. It's a real light stainless steel rim.
And they're expensive shit.
Yeah. But I think it collapsed, and then it drove him all the way towards the wall. So, you know, but he said he just picked that stuff, the rim and the spindle and a little fiberglass work. So he said he gonna work pretty hard just to make it to his race. What's wrong, baby?
Well, that's a good thing. As long as he ain't get hurt, that's all that matters. The rest of that stuff, you can always take care of that.
Hey,
Tone. Yeah.
Tone on the phone, Junior.
Yeah, what's up, Tone? Yeah, he's on there.
Hey, look here, man. Biz can attest to this. And lately, we've been had a whole lot of controversy. I don't know why. Seems like all this shit just come in one basket about this crossing in line and all this shit. We need to make sure you let people know on your race, the track should have somebody to look to make sure about calling this here crossing the center line shit, because it seems like it's been getting to be mighty frequent. We had an incident down at the track at Darlington, and Biz them had a real bad one down there at Macon. But Biz, I was privy to a private showing of that race, and the guy in the Mustang that whooped the white boy's ass, he did not, and I repeat, he did not cross the center line before the wind light came on. So it was a good win.
Yeah, but you know what? I was listening to what you said. Now, did you say basically whoever Tone get to, you know, be a track official who calls it, it's final? You know, it's,
yeah, that's
it's
what I'm getting.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we
yeah,
need to do
yeah,
that. That's what
yeah.
I'm saying, man. We need to make sure we do that because we having too many people. You know, if you bet it one way, you're going to say, no, it didn't cross. If you bet the other way, you're going to say, yes, it did. The track need to call. The track, along with whoever the VP man is, which is the track, should be the final thing. Once the track say he didn't, that's it.
That's it.
Hey, Tom, I got a question. At 131, does the tower sit, like, to the side, or does it sit towards the back?
It sits on the side.
So they got a clear view of that line.
I was going to say, every tower that I've been to at every racetrack, they all got a clear view of the whole track, every track
okay.
I done been to.
Well, you know, dog, I ask questions. I don't know no better.
No, that's a good damn question.
But
what I was saying, in some tracks that's got a real guy that pays attention, and I ain't trying to – just like the House of Hook, the guy on the starting line that starts the race, Jason, he watches the track, too, from where he at. So, you know, he has a good view of it, too, plus the tower also has a view of it.
Yeah,
but lately, it seems like
that,
we've been had a whole lot of controversy about this crossing the center line shit.
See, the thing, the decision that's got to be made beforehand is whether.
Hey, dog, don't do them cones in the center. Do they got sensors in them?
No, they don't. No.
Okay. All right.
Not the tall ones. The other ones, all they do is just, they got the damn, the lights in them. They ain't got no sense in them. Then. No, but see, the thing about it is, you can knock the cones off with your ass in, and that's what that damn Mustang did.
Hey, the cones in the center are reflectors.
Yeah, but they covering up the sensors that's going down the track, though, but they don't, they're not in the cones.
Yeah,
they're not in the cones, though.
I mean, hey, dog, the decision that's got to be made ahead of time is whether or not, okay, do you disqualify him because he crossed the line, or do you disqualify him because he touched the line?
No. The rules is, I got it, and I told y'all, I looked it up, I thought I had told y'all, I wrote it down, Section 2, page 7, defines the crossover. You can ride the line all the way down. You cannot cross it, you got to cross it. Touching the line is not a disqualification. You got to cross the line. The rule book, the NHRA rule book states that. You got to, they defines crossover. Touch that line, you're good to go.
So you could ride that line all the way down as long as you don't cross.
As long as you don't cross
the center of that line.
Not the center of the line, because the center of the line is in the, what you call them, as long as you don't cross over that line.
Okay.
As long as you don't cross. See, it's a line on each side. It's a line in each lane on each side. You cannot cross the lane on your side.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's the understanding that has to be made then, you know, because a lot of guys.
Well, Tone said he was going to try to.
A lot of guys.
He was going to try
to
be in on all the grudge races so they'll know this shit up front. This is some of the common shit that's going to start coming up lately, though. And it can get to be a problem. Especially when the jokers betting money that they can't afford to lose.
You know the old rule, then. They don't need to be betting it.
Well, you know we all say that, but we don't
ever follow that
shit.
You just smacked the nail, dog. You just smacked the nail right there. When the last thing you just said, you just smacked the nail. People are now betting money that they cannot afford to lose.
Yeah.
And
that's the problem, B. Because, see, if you was a gambler, true gambler like you say you are, and you go out there, you know damn well, if you got $1,000 in your pocket of gambling money, and if you lose it, hey, that's a gambler. But if you got $1,000, you know you're supposed to be paying your rent or that rental center bill or that computer bill or something, you ain't got no fucking business.
I know. You ain't a gambler. You're a fool, then.
But, hey, you laughing. I done been to a lot of business houses. Got big screen TVs in every room and shit. Hey, man, this is my shit. And I go right down there. You know they got a big tag on the back of that shit. It says Renison on the back of that shit. I see that shit on that Renison. Motherfucker paid $26 a week for that shit.
But
some motherfucker don't know he can go out to the pawn shop and buy one for goddamn probably $200.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Sean, can I ask y'all a question? Ain't that all truck rules? Anytime you hit the go on the center line, you automatically disqualified.
I just tried to explain it to you, man. You can hit the center line all day.
I wasn't asking you for an explanation, dog. What I was saying is that since I've been drag racing all the way back since the last part of the 60s, that's always been a track rule. Anytime somebody breaks the center line, they're automatically a loser. In other words, what I'm saying is that I thought that was the rules at all tracks. You know,
Hey, Larry, remember like 2 years ago, we was up at the Grove. I don't know if you were there, but the two turbo cars drove, and the one in the gray car went in the other person's lane behind him, and then he came back, and the car's cut off, and he went in his lane, went behind him, jumped back to his own lane, caught him and went past him and still got the win.
That was a cart race. That was a special race, bitch. That was a cart race.
No,
still it was. You're right. But it still was a track rule. It was that,
it was a track.
That track.
Listen up, y'all. Before you get confused,
but you know what?
See, that's
what
we do. We take shit let me explain it right quick. We take shit that fits us good. That's a cart rule. As long as you don't cross over in front of the car, you can go back there. Cross lanes and everything. As long as you don't do it in front of the car, and still, as long as
that's
you cross
true.
Back over and get in your lane, you can take the win line.
Absolutely
that's
right.
A cart rule.
That's what I'm saying. But you're absolutely right, dog. But what I'm saying is certain events, they make their own freaking rules. So you can't just say track rules. You have to understand
if you
that.
Track,
if
you run a normal race, track rules means if you cross the fucking center line, you lose.
That's right. Biz, I know they stipulated it in a Cox race, which was just stated. But what I was saying is that
if you go to 41 on a normal race day and you ask Denny say if you touch the line, and that's his track. That's what I'm getting at.
Hold on. If he make that rule, then we need to know that ahead of time. If you don't tell me that, and I go by the rule book, they define crossing the center line is you got to cross it, not touching it. Don't never say nothing about touching it. They say you have to cross it.
See, that's why I said that needs to be clarified ahead of time.
Right.
Because in some places, if you touch the line, you're disqualified. In other places, because they figure you're too far, you're already too far out of the groove if you're touching the line.
Yep.
You know, so it's an issue of figuring out, okay, do you set the rule as if you touch the line, you're disqualified, or you have to cross it? By the time you cross it, it's kind of late then.
Not necessarily. It ain't. Because you can still cross it and come back. You can just put a tie on it, cross it, and come on back. You just ain't got too. You like you say, you're too close, though. But you can cross it and still don't even jeopardize the other driver if he don't even see you coming toward him.
Right. Well,
I mean, because, you know, unless you're on one of them narrow-ass tracks. But normally, if they got both center line on both lanes,
right,
you still can
right.
cross that something. You can go back around and still won't even bother you. See, just like the other day at Darlington. The guy, doggone it, nephew with Mike here, they got them, it was going straight for the goddamn line. They was going directly straight for that sumbitch. The guy in the other lane stopped and put on brakes because he thought he was going to come on over there. And goddamn it, he pulled it back and went on down there and took the damn wind. That mother was mad as a sumbitch. Now, I told the man when he did that, I said, shit, you ought to at least give him half his money back because the man could have kept going. He was trying to save your ass and his own ass, though. But they took the wind
right
and said, fuck that, a wind is a wind.
Well, that's something, dog. I mean, best bet is you guys, before you even start any of them races,
they need to find the rules
out. Yeah, figure out in what direction you're going to
go. That was a good question. Okay, I got you, Junior. That was a good question, because I see what you're saying now. I didn't know some of the tracks do that, though. I didn't know it. No, I'm saying I didn't know that.
Yeah, you got some events where if you touch that line, it's over with. Because the thing is, they figure... You're already too far out of the groove.
Well, that brought up another question. What rules does the track be using there? Because they know, I mean, track got individual rules that they make that say that, or they just say that from the person?
I mean, you got your general rules. Like, let's say the track says, okay, this is an IHRA track. Well, they enforce IHRA rules.
Okay, now stop you. I'm glad you said that. That's what I was
right.
getting at. They either got to go on IHRA rules or NHRA rules. And both NHRA
right.
and IHRA said you can touch it all day, but you can't cross over it. That's
okay.
what I was just getting at, Junior.
Okay. But then again, now you got to see how the track goes about it. Because the track might say, well, you know what? Yeah, the main rules are NHRA or IHRA. But the way we run the show here, if you touch it, you're gone. So
right.
the best thing is to clarify with them so there won't be no issues. Because you might say, okay, let's just say we're locking in a race. And you might say, okay, if you touch the line, you can still win the race. But when he touches the line, they give the win light to the other guy. Man, that's going to raise all type of hell.
Well, see, that's one thing about crossing the line
and
getting back over. Wind light don't never tell. With it. The wind light's still going to come on whoever went down first. It's got to be the track got to make the call on that. See, it ain't like a red light. It ain't like a red light. It automatically get the other guy to win. When you cross the center line, as long as you cross the center line and come back over in your lane and you get that first, it'll still turn your light on, even though you cross the center line. The track has to make that rule. They call that first or the worst shit like that.
And T. Junior, you know another thing why some tracks say if your tire touch the line, you disqualify, because in most cases, 99.9% of the time, your car is wider than your tire is. So if your tire is on the line, you got to have a fender, a wing, or something that's across
the
line.
Yeah, it's gonna be across the line. Yeah.
Right.
But see,
right.
they don't ever say nothing about your fender. Cause see, that's what happened the other day. The man tire. Just touched the line, but his damn fender knocked the goddamn cone down.
Right.
Because he was crossed. The damn fender was crossed the line, but the tire wasn't.
Yeah. Well, that's something you guys got to figure out.
Tone already got it. He should be writing all this shit down.
Yeah, we locked and loaded on that. Like I said, if guys want to run
track rules. We're gonna stand on track rules. If you got two guys
right.
or two individuals that come up and say, no, we're going to street race, then we're going to let them street race.
There you go. You know? I mean, yeah, because if it's a girls race, they can skip their own fucking rules.
Right.
Yep,
they can skip their own motherfucking rules. But then you need to make sure, like Tom said, a dumb motherfucker coming to tomorrow, yeah, we running track rules, and don't even know what the fuck track rules is.
Right. Yeah. There are a lot of track rules.
Yeah. Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a sportsman tree and a pro tree?
Shit, I don't know. I know the
difference.
That's what I'm
saying.
Somebody
might come up there and say track rules, and the
man
say, okay, we're running the pro tree. And the man say, okay,
hey.
The damn lights flash. And he talking about some man, what kind of shit
dog.
Did that? My lights didn't come down. I mean, I ain't trying to be funny. I'm just trying to show you when them jokes be hollering track rules and don't even know what. I told you, I had a big fight when the guy said, okay, we're going to run track rules, pro tree. The guy said, okay. When the damn lights flash, this bitch waiting for the lights to come down one at a time because he ain't know what the fucking board is a pro tree.
Hey, dog, I know the difference between a sportsman tree, a pro tree, and a palm tree.
No, yeah, ain't no problem. But I'm saying, Junior, you'd be surprised how many people don't.
Say
they do.
You're right. A guy will say pro tree, and he's trying to foot brake the car. As soon as they flash, he's sitting there, man, what went wrong? The tree went bad. No, it wasn't the tree
exactly.
went bad. It's the tree you chose.
That's right.
Now, can I ask y'all a question? My question to y'all is this. Do all tracks have the same ruling as far as what type of light they're going to use at their track?
No.
What you mean, what type
okay.
of light?
I know
what
you're talking about.
What I'm saying
is you're talking about a 4-10 tree, a 5-10 tree, a regular tree, a pro tree, that like that, Larry?
Yeah.
Now, see, like you just Tom said, if you're racing and it's a grudge race, you go there and tell a man, hey, I want a 400 pro tree.
Okay.
You know.
That, and, Dom, that's the point that I was just going to bring up. The point that I was just going to bring up. If they want to find out the track rules, if whether you touch the line or cross the line, should they also try to find out what type of tree or let the people know what type
but
of tree they're going
to
run on or whatever?
You're supposed to tell them. I don't know how y'all do it, Tom.
Well, now we never had it. I've seen some people tell them.
Whenever guys go grudge race, they'll tell them we want a 400 pro tree. One time, this was last summer, I went over to 41 to race two different guys. One guy said he wanted a 400 pro tree. The other guy told the track official we wanted a sportsman tree. So we ran both trees that day.
Mm-hmm. But I think what Larry was saying, now see, just like down here, when we at the house, if we got a grudge, if it's a grudge event, it's the tree is always set on 400 pro tree, unless you say
exactly.
Different. I think that's
exactly.
what Larry was asking. The tree automatically set on
right.
if it's set on right.
Right. That's what I was asking.
So if it's a grudge event, they automatically set on 400 pro tree, no auto start.
Right. Typically, I believe the trees are set on 400 trees. But like you said, just to clear things, guys always tell the starter, we want a 400 pro tree. And you tell them, all right, I got you. But
ain't nothing wrong with asking a question, even if you know the answer, because you'd be surprised how many people don't know that. Just like Junior said, he know what the fucking difference in the tree. But you'd be surprised how many people on here don't know the difference in that shit, man. And they're
right.
just saying that they'd be embarrassed to ask the question.
You got a lot of guys don't know that on a pro tree. Like you said, dog, you can go 400,000s or 500,000s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, and y'all might not believe this, and Tom might know this, and he might not. Normally, if it's our cause, I'm saying our cause, a grudge car, I don't give a damn if it's a 400 or a 500 tree, unless you're guessing at the tree, and because our cars are so heavy, we can't red light on either one of them. But now, if you got a pro stock car, a top sportsman car, something like that, that'd make a hell of a lot of difference because they cars react way faster than average because they're lighter. If you red light on a goddamn it on a pro tree with a regular heavy old car like we be racing, we just guessing at the goddamn light.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can believe that or not, but I know what I'm talking about on that. Them, just like them pro stock boys, you see them, they call, see the lighter your car is, the better it's going to react. Plus your car, if you got a good setup car, it's going to react better. You can do it, you can have a good reaction time, but your car got a poor reaction time, make you have a poor one, because your car got a flex or whatever before it take off too.
Right.
Hey, Tone.
Well, I know it's a lot of guys. It's a lot of guys that come to the track and they just get their cars ready and go to the line and they don't be in specific about what type of tree that they're running on. You know, and the reason I was bringing that point up was because of the simple fact, as well as they find out the track rules or whether they touch the line or go over the line, they need to find out or even let the people know what type of tree that they're going to run on instead of just making an assumption.
Yeah,
that's
the
only
point
that I was trying to get across.
Is Bill still on the phone?
You know, Larry.
It's another thing too, Junior. It's how to start that thing. See, they trying to say that the man quick started. He quick started at White Trash. What his name is? The little guy that drives White Trash. They said he quick quit when me and him run. He didn't look up there and see how the guy had been hitting the damn switch fast all day. And I went up there and seen how he was hitting the switch. So I know he was goddamn. As soon as you bump into them goddamn lights, you better be ready.
But you know what the thing is, dog. You know what my point behind that is.
You can go and claim anything
you want, but once you light up that first bulb, you supposed to be prepared for whatever.
You goddamn right. You damn right. I don't care if it's a quick tree, slow tree, or whatever.
Tree.
You goddamn
right.
When you goddamn light that first bulb up. When you get ready like that, you better be dead ass ready for anything when you bump it up to the hood.
See, that to me that's just an out. That's a person finding a way out on something because you're supposed to be ready for. I mean, that's my understanding though. As soon as you pop that first bug, man, it's on. Let's go. Whatever, whether they hit a quick light, a slow light, whatever, it's upon you how you react.
Hey, I done had a man get mad at me because the man quick treat me, motherfucker. Why you telling me, motherfucker, I'm on the same tree you on, bitch? I ain't the one flipping the switch.
You right.
Fuck you telling me he quick treat you for? If he quick treat you, he quick treat me, bitch. You just wasn't ready.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Junior.
Yeah.
What's happening, man? This is Leon.
What's up, man?
Hey, is Tony on the line?
Yes, he is.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony, what's happening?
What you want to be happening?
I want some trouble.
See, now we talk.
Hey, Leon, thanks for calling in, Leon. That's what I'm talking about. Let's take care
of I've been trying to get in here, but he went on my line up.
What's the word, Tony?
Hey, that's Leon, right? Oh, Leon with the computer.
You know that's right. What's happening, dog?
Hey, I want some trouble.
Well, why don't you get your ass up here?
Okay, lock in 500 on 1,000 or better. Me and you.
What you bringing?
I'm bringing a 29-inch car, big block, on nitrous.
Hey, dog. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I ain't gonna lock in with you because I don't know nothing about your car. But see, Tony,
you don't want no fucking
want,
trouble then. You don't want no
well,
trouble.
You know what? You know what I got, but I don't know what you got, so that's
okay. Okay, I got the Trey 1 Malibu.
I still don't know what you got. We don't worry about that. If you come to race, if I like what I see, I'm going to try you. I ain't trying to waste your time, but Tony,
every
what's up with you, man?
Every motherfucker got the same goddamn excuses. They like what the fuck they see. I don't like a goddamn thing. I see, bitch, I come to race.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, it's too hard to give money away. I ain't got nothing to give away.
Well, I'll run you just for 500 because I like you. I just want to beat your motherfucking ass.
Get your ass up here.
Hey, Leon.
Get your ass up here.
Leon.
500 ass up to you. Yeah.
Hey, Leon.
I'm listening.
You just said you don't know what the man got. He said a big block on spray on a 29. What else you need to know?
Okay, we ain't going to worry about that.
Y'all leave Leon alone. He getting mad.
Oh, no, I ain't getting mad, dog. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get understanding. It don't matter about that. We don't worry about that, but I'm talking about you, though. What me and you going to do?
What you want to do, man?
I'm going to knock your head off this time, sir.
Man,
That's what we going to do.
You don't lock no money up.
In the words of my man, dog. Type, deposit, man.
Deposit.
That's all you got to do. I think
I think Young Money is on the phone. They looking for Leon. They want some trouble from Leon.
Who wants
some
trouble?
I think Young Money. I can get Young Money on the phone. That Malibu.
Okay, get Young Money. Yeah, them too. I was never done. I was never done. Get them on the phone. They want some get back.
Hey, Leon. Hey, Leon, hey, got that Mom's performance car.
Yeah.
Last
yes,
time I saw, goddamn it, I saw Lil Tone fucking you up, man. I wouldn't take that shit.
Hey,
Leon. Tone said, what you want to lock in with his car, man?
Who?
Tone, Lil Tony. What you want to lock in with his car, man? What's the steps for this race, man? Same race?
It's a head up race. Same race, head up race. Told you out the back door, man, just like he did me at 41.
Okay, how much we talking on the lock-in?
I'm going to run it for $1,200, man. I ain't locking no money in.
I'm going
to
ask you
to
like,
hey, Junior.
Let me get Tone. Just you and Leon. Go ahead, Tony.
I run him today, smile. Head up 400 Pro Tree today for that 1200.
Hey, Tony, you ran me out the back door last year, man. You told me I can get some get back, and that's all I did. I'm coming back to see about some get back. I'm coming to your race to run quarter mile. I ain't trying to run no 8 mile, man, but we had a good track. So it shouldn't be no problem with nobody trying to run out that back door. You know that. That's a good track.
You absolutely right, but I'm saying the other individuals that I'm locked in, they want to run to the 8th, so I'm going to have my car set up to run to the 8th. Now, listen, I am locked in to run 3-lug out the back door, but 3-lug agreed that he'll wait and race me last. Now,
I do the same thing if you – I do that.
Okay, but now, see, I don't know how my car is going to run out the back door, so I'll race you, but I'm not willing to lock in that. If you want to go to the 8th, I locked it right now.
Hey, Tony, this is what I'm going to do. If you break your car, we ain't got the race. If you don't break your car and you get your other races off, I'm right there in line waiting.
Everybody
here. Hold on. I got some background noise that I can't hear. Tony, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what was that now?
He's saying if I hurt the car, you know, it ain't no lock. But I'm saying, I don't want to rely on that. I run into the 8th, and we can lock it in right now.
I don't want to run no 8th. I want to run a quarter. That's why I'm coming to your race, man. That's the whole reason I'm coming to your race. You know, everybody always say they run 8 miles because of the track. You picked a damn good track to run out the back door. That's why I said my car set up to run out the back door. That's what I want to do.
Okay, but listen, Leon, I agree with you 100%. And I've been trying to run out the back door. But everybody I'm talking about they want to run today. So I'm coming with an 8 mile setup. Now, 3-lug, I don't know, I had already locked in with him to run out the back door. So now that I'm coming with an 8 mile tune-up, I don't know how it's going to be out the back door. So I don't want to commit to you out the back door if I run him and the car don't run like I wanted to. Now I'm still locked in and run you out the back door, and I know my back door situation ain't good. However, if you want to run to the 8th, we can go ahead and put that together ASAP.
No, I don't want to run no 8th mile. If I ain't going to get no 8th mile, quarter mile races, they don't need me coming. That's
okay.
What I tell me. I mean,
thank
you, sound like a goddamn bitch.
Young Money will go out the back door with you.
That's why I want to run them too, hey. I was never done. We won and won, so we need to break our tie. That's why I got on the show tonight. I want to get back with Tony, and I want to break the tie with Young Money now. Since they say I didn't get them, I want to give it to them the right way this time. Two cars going down through there this time.
Can you get the CEO on the phone to Young Money so we can lock this in?
Hey, Tony, I got a couple hands up here. Let me open this up real quick.
Okay.
313-6868, your mic is open.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, that's me.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
We got Leon on the line trying to get some action here out the back door. Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, I go out the back door with him.
Leon.
Yeah.
We got Melvin here. Said he looking to accommodate you out the back door.
Who was that, Marvin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's a plastic car, man. I ain't going off like that.
So is you, man. Don't do that.
Okay, hold on. I know where I stopped that. You know what? I'm not gonna. I got two cars coming. I got a '67 Camaro yellow. I'm gonna run Melvin out the back door. Y'all think I'm stupid? I ain't gonna take no fucking 3,500-pound car and run no plastic ass car, man. But I got a car to accommodate that.
Hold on.
I got a
'67
Camaro back half car.
Hold on, Leon. You got glass front end, doors and everything. You got a big
car. I bet I don't. I ain't gonna lie like you. I'm gonna keep it real. I got a glass nose on my car, man. I got steel doors and I got Lexan window on the drive on my car. That's all I got. My car weighs 3,300 pounds, sir.
Hold on.
I don't weigh no 28, 27. I got a 67.
Do you have a Willie bar on your car?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a big tire on your car?
A 3,310-5, if that's what y'all want to call a big tie.
Yeah,
okay.
Big.
I ain't got none of that, but you trying to run me head up. Now, you talking about this man
Hey, Tony, you need to stop running. We raced before. Either you can race me or you ain't got to race me. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no big thing. You know that? It ain't hard of that, but you got a plastic-ass car, but we not going to even argue about that. I got two cars coming in my cab that I'm driving that I got access to, I belong to, with my initials on it. That's a 67 Camaro back half car. I'm not even setting that Monza. I run him head up out the back door.
Melvin.
Now, do we want some of that?
Listen, when we at the drag strip, man, I ain't going to lock in nothing over the phone, but we're going to both be there. And then after we get
cool.
on with all
I
this,
like that.
After,
I like,
listen,
I like
after,
that.
Yeah, after we get finished, you know, messing around with our little lock-in races, man, and to keep the show going, we'll, you know, put $500,000 up, $800 or something,
hold
go
on.
Down through there, all
right? Right. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, this 67 Camaro you talking about, will you run it today?
No, I'm going to run it out the back door. They might get a little action. Now, I ain't said nobody with that car. I ain't stuck nobody with that car out the back door.
Oh,
it's a back
okay,
half car with a big power. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm not stuck nobody with that car. My car weighs 3,300 pounds, so I'm not going to go up like that.
Your money, can you put your hand up? Because you know what, Leon? I'm trying to book you something, man.
Junior, them two guys there, we supposed to race again. We supposed to race again, but if they put slips up there, that's cool, too. Both of them races, I ran them cars at quarter mile. You know what I'm saying? I'll take a whooping when I get one. Young Money,
right.
He whooped me. I whooped him last. Get their ass down. I'm on the show. I want to run them back.
Okay.
But they need to come
on
up that 8 mile race, bro.
And you know I don't take sides, Leon. You know I'm straight up. But he did book the majority of his races 8th mile because that's what people wanted was 8th mile racing. So he did lock in with Three Lug. The last race of the night will be him and Three Lug because he's going to go out the back door. If it stay together, stay together. If it don't stay together, well, you know, we're going to try again. But
he
said... To make up for it, I mean, to give you your get back, because he do want to give you your get back. He'd run you to the 8th, but I understand. You want to go out the back door. Well, we're going to try to accommodate you then.
Hey, Junior, somebody
to line up with you.
Hey, Junior. Them two
yes,
guys there, I got some down there. I'm going to ram down in their post. That's why I want them out that back door. I'm going to show them what I'm working with. See, I have issues and problems, but a ass whooping is an ass whooping. I'm here to come back to show them what's happening. That's all I want to do.
But you know what?
Wayne, too. I heard somebody. You know what? You know what? It's sad to say it, but I heard Wayne made some excuses and remarks too. They've been knowing me long. I've been having my career for 20 years. They can stop the bullshit and quit talking about some shit and get their ass down. I'm gonna break their back.
Well, if we can get
all,
Wayne
first
on.
Of all, hold on, Jim. Let me say, first of all, you know good and well Wayne ain't going out the back door.
Well, no, listen. I'm just saying what I heard what Wayne said, they sent back to me. So all I'm doing is putting it out there. You know, people fix their mouth to say anything, you know what I'm saying? But you know, when the table turns, when it's time to go, it's something different.
Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sammy.
Do you see a
9502? 9502.
Tell them to hit the one button.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir. We ain't gonna burn your line up with all that 8 mile race. I'm trying to run a quarter mile. Just get Young Money wherever they at. And see if they want to get out.
I'm searching right now.
And that's
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Is Kimo still on the line? He wants to go out the back door.
Yeah, I'm going out the back door.
I don't see that 9502 on here.
Hey, they told me don't lock no home races. We got a full plate, but after I get through, I'm going to be lurching, boy. So after I get through...
on the plow. I was finna jump on this motherfucker. Hey, Leon, I got you. I see you at the back door, but they told you, man, shut your motherfucking mouth.
They told you shut your mouth?
And,
yes,
and that's hard for him to do, too.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, look, everybody running 8 mile, I ain't taking nothing from them. It's just the guy that was on the mic talking about, I'm scared, but I'm here. I'm back, and I'm trying to go, you know.
Yeah.
Them same guys. I want to give them what they say. Me and Young Money got one. We 1-1. I really would like to break that tie to see who the baddest.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm just speaking the truth when it's there. Make a good race. You know, now with the car breaking one don't go, we talking about two of them going down through there.
Well, I'm still trying to... No, Tone, I couldn't find that number. Have them hit the one button. Have them call in and hit that one button.
Eddie A. Junior.
Yes, sir.
Did you see a number? I'm trying to find it.
Hey, where's Biz at? Did Biz leave?
Yeah.
He gone?
You see a number 478-7947?
You said 478-7947? Yeah, we got him here.
Yeah. Yeah, open that up.
478-7947. Your mic is open.
Oh my, what's going on, Lil Tone? What's going on, Junior? Number one slot.
What's
y'all
up,
no good?
Up?
Larry, Leon, everybody, what y'all no good?
What's happening? What's happening?
Man, I
what's
can't
going on? Who we got here?
This race. This is Gunner Jicks.
Gunner Jicks, what's happening,
man? Man, I can't call him, man. I'm trying to go racing like y'all. I'm looking at, I'm waiting to see what's going on this Saturday at this race, June 15th. All these locked in races. I hope everybody got the deposits. I hope everybody got a good DP, man, so we can avoid a lot of craziness. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking to see y'all get down. And I want y'all to know that Lil Tony got a patch of shirts coming out. Lil Tony, can I announce it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lil Tony got a batch of shirts coming out called the Motown Mafia. You know what I mean? And the Motown Mafia, Lil Tony, can you give a little bit of explanation about it?
Yeah. Hey, Junior, we got a lot of background. Can you find that background?
I'm going to try to close them up.
Yeah, that might be me. Let me see. Did it stop?
Quiet where I'm at.
Hey, I think y'all heard it.
It's quite a while, man. I'm on music. They call me.
Close that up, please. Make it a lot easier.
Little Tony.
Yes, sir.
Can you let us know what the Motown Mafia is all about?
The Motor City Mafia? The Motor City Mafia,
sir,
is about up here in Michigan. You know, we formed a small organization of grudge racers that's willing to travel. And we basically go from state terrorizing. You know, we call it the Mafia because we putting in hits. We find out about a guy, we're going to lay him down. You know, that's it, that's all.
Little Tony.
Yeah.
You said y'all gonna go state to state terrorizing.
State to state.
So Tony,
if we find somebody that fit the profile of the group of cars coming out of Michigan that's joining together to be a part of this crime family, we go in the lane down. Period. That's all. All
right. So Little Tony, let me ask you a question. What if somebody don't wait for the action to come to them? They come to Motor City and do something y'all first in your home territory. What's the response to that?
No, we're gonna defend home at all costs.
You're gonna defend home at all costs.
They're more than welcome to try to invade our homeland. They're more than welcome, but you know, we will travel.
Tony, Gunny, I got a question for you. You saying that you going state to state, if someone fits the profile, you going at them. Now, is this just state to state, or does this include other organizations?
If the organization is in one of them states, in one of these lower 48, down on his ass we going.
Hey, Tone, I cut to the chase quick. So you telling us that what's the name again? You know, I don't hear too well. What's the name of the group again?
Motor City Mafia.
Okay, you telling us that the Motor City Mafia is gonna go state to state hunting, but at the same time, any other organization, may it be, I'm just going to throw some names out there, may it be that JRF, a GRF, or Grudge Inc., or whatever, y'all coming for them?
We don't care who they affiliated with or if they independently owned and operated. If you
that's what I'm talking
profile,
about.
Got problems, man. Period.
Okay,
you
that's
know,
what I'm talking
you
about.
You know, don't forget about Custom Tees, Larry T from out of D.C., because them boys really bad.
And the Midwestern went up there and kicked their teeth out their mouth already one time with a one-man crew, Donye and them, and they still steady talking tough. So don't forget about them. You got GRF, you got Larry T Custom Tees, you got Grudge Inc., and I don't know who else, all these other organizations that's springing up. But
hey, man.
I tell y'all what. Yes, sir.
Say what, Gunner?
No, I'm saying, you know, like I said, if y'all gonna be bad, Tony, be bad all the way. Don't be bad some type of way. Make sure you get everybody. I want the world to know everybody's behind. It's fair game.
Okay, and let me add this. Aside from the fact that no one will be safe, and we're not like other organizations. We're not saying we only gonna run 8th mile. We're gonna run 8th mile. We're gonna run 1/4 mile. You know, we're going to give it to them however they want it. To be a real gangster, you got to be willing to kill a man with your bare hands or with a knife. So we're going to give it to them however they want it. Whatever their race is, that's what we're going to give them. If we go to a state and they run it 1/4 mile, we're going to run them out the back door. If we go to their state and they 8th mile races, we're going to run them out the back door. If we fuck around and find a state they're running 1/2 mile, well, we're going to run 1/2 mile, man.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
I like that.
That might be a brand new breath. That might be a brand new breath of fresh air coming to the Grudge Game. We already know that. In order to be on the national level, you must travel. In order to get the attention, recognition, notoriety, you must travel. Grudge racing is now national. You're going international, and sitting home being a local racer just ain't cutting it anymore. If you're looking to put your name out there,
I got a question.
You know what,
you know
Gunny,
what I mean?
You know what, Gunny, and it pisses me off when you get individuals that beat on their chest and that claim that, you know, they the truth and they the one and you know they the dumb daughter, and they ain't never in their life ran 1,320 feet. So you know,
can you give me
I
a
mean,
name, Tony. Tony, let's not play. Just give me three names. Who done pissed you off?
Three names.
Give me three names.
Say what?
Give me three names who's pissed you off, who claimed to be the original Dundada and ain't never go 1,320.
I mean, shit, you just said to be a gangster, put it out there, baby. I mean,
that
put them out
there. That whole primetime crew, them boys won't run out the back, though. Damn near everybody in the South won't none of them come up north and give us our race. We always got to go south and get them their race. And, you know, okay, we go down there and we take our bumps and bruises. And then they beat on their chest. But then we tell them, okay, well, can I get some get back? They say, yeah, you can get back. I say, well, come on up to my house. Oh, no, we don't go out the back door. So you want me to come down there and fight you, but I got to tie one hand behind my back. Come fight me, man. Give me the fight that I gave you. I understand and I respect. When you're in a person's house, you respect the house. I understand that. But then come to my house, and I want you to respect my house. Don't come to my house and want me to implement your rules.
Prime example.
Leon want to run me right now. Everybody want to race me. The only one running 8 miles. I feel like Leon do. Man, we in Michigan. We in the Midwest. We run a quarter mile. But what can I do if everybody who's saying if I want to race, I got to go to the 8th? So, okay, when in Rome, I'm going to do as Romans. But do I prefer to go out the back door with everybody that I'm racing? Absolutely. But it's nothing that I can do. So, the Motor City Mafia, we don't, it's like Burger King. You can have it your way. However they want to race, that's how we're going to race them.
Tony, you know you're talking about
that. That we are true champions. We're not, you know, yeah, I'm the man if you run into my terms. And like Dog said, as far as when you bump on that tree, you should be ready for whatever. When we pull up to a drag strip, we ready for whatever. You want to go 8 miles, we're going to go 8.
Tony, let me say this real quick, and I don't want to monopolize the show. I hate a show monopolize. I just got a few questions I'd like to ask. You know, they say that the cars are too fast to run in, you know, run out the back door. It's too fast. You know, the speeds that the cars are able to obtain right now, you know, to be safe. But, you know, a lot of people would rather run the 8. But you do have a lot of racers on the Northeast that get down, like how the Midwest gets down. And there has been an established Midwest-Northeast connection because they play on the Northeast the same way that y'all play. Quarter mile, Willy bars, they don't care. They're running ET. They ain't running Willy bars. They get down the same way y'all like to play. They love to play. And you can check that with Tippy Toe Tony White, and I know you know the brother real well.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know what? That's why me and that man jailed so good together because, you know, when I say jail, I mean as in mold, not as in prison, you know. But the reason I say me and that man get along so good because you're right, we see eye to eye on things. If I show up like Tip runs a motor car, I run a nitrous car. If me and Tip was planning to do battle, Tip is not going to ask me to turn my nitrous off. Tip knew good and well when he built his car, the likelihood of him running a car with nitrous or a turbo or supercharger was high. He's not going to ask me to turn that off. Tip's car has a larger tire than I do. I'm not going to ask Tip to put a smaller tire on his car. I'm going to call that man, Tip, you trying to get down, or a Tip. You my man, but man, your name that came across the desk, down on your ass, I got to go. Man, where you want me to meet you at? You want to come over here and make it easy? Or do I need to travel and, you know, come on over there to E-Town or whatever and do what I need to do to you? Man, tell me, come on, when we get there, man, we going to race, man. It ain't none of that with your car plastic or your car big tires or where you got Nikes or you got Willibar. Man, we racing E.T. If I think I can cross that stripe before that man, down on his ass, I'm going. All that other shit is just excuses not to race. All that where the cars is too fast to be going out the back door. So they saying the guys in the South cars are much faster than us up here in the North and the Northeast. They cars is much faster than ours. We go out the back door every
hey,
day.
Hey, Tone, excuse me. I got a question, man. Now, Gunny, you said that running the eighth, they say, is a lot safer, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, that the cars are too quick to run the quarter. Hold on a minute. You got 5-second pro miles. Okay? I mean, you got mid to low 6-second Outlaw 10-5 cars that run the quarter. So what are these guys down south from in the, I mean, what are they going to run in the quarter, a 3?
Junior, I just said
that they're too fast?
I understand
that, Tone, but the reason I brought it up like that is to clarify their excuses. I mean, if your car is too fast to run out the back door, okay, that means that, I mean, you faster than a pro mod car then. These boys run 230, 240 mile an hour. So what is you running, 290? Come on, man.
That just goes to show I'm on everybody on the phone that listening to Little Tony's and that number one Nauches are Grudge Racer. World is bigger than the Southeastern Grudge Racers. By all means, Little Tony and by all means, Prime Tom has done a lot for the Grudge game. Prime Tom, Tony, when there was a little Grudge racing going on, Tony Bonds was keeping it alive, and he was the one that was really going out traveling, making it happen. I personally can't take nothing away from the man. But if you want action, there's action always to be had. You can look to the Northeast, and you can definitely look to the Midwest for the action. I haven't seen a whole bunch of that stipping shit going on. Let me stip you to death. I'm going to stip you so bad where it's a guaranteed win on my side. These boys are ready to gamble. They're ready to play, and that is from the Midwest to the Northeast as well as the Southeast. But right now, I feel like there's a lot of attention that's shifting to the Midwest. And right now, the Midwest is doing a damn thing, period. I can't say nothing. These boys are headed out. They, you know what I'm saying? They're strapped up, and they are truly laying people down. They're giving them headshots, too. It's ugly out here. The Midwest is taking over. The Midwest is slowly but surely taking over the Grudge game, period. That power is shifting from the Southeast to the Midwest, in my personal opinion. Others may disagree, but that's my opinion. But that being
the ups that they got on us is those guys in the South can run year-round. We got roughly 5 months of racing that we can do. So, you know, during those 5 months, we got to play hard. You know what I'm saying? You know, so these guys, you know, they kind of take us for granted, and you know, they know that we're quarter mile racers. They always whooping at us, and they come down here, and I'll do this to you, I'll do that to you, but they only want to run the eighth a mile, which, like you say, none of us up here have a problem with running the eighth, but we saying, let's switch it up sometime. I'll come give you your race, but I'd like for you to come give me mine. And they're not prepared to do that. You won't find guys. If you take 10 guys out of the North and 10 guys out of the South and ask them to run both ways, 9 of them 10 out the North is going to run.
What'd you say, bro?
The Southern guys, they're not going out the back door. Tony and them came up here last year for business race, and he took 7 up out the back door. DJ Grant, I believe he said he made a shakedown out the back door. But for the most part, out of all the cars that came out the South, they wasn't trying to get out the back door.
Well, you know what, Tony? But that, you know, if for the ones that don't want to run out the back door, that's great. That's fine. There's a lot of other action to be had across the United States, period. And right now, with all these shows and with the Grudge World becoming a smaller place, man, all y'all got to do is link up. That's it. Every Grudge racer is truly now just a phone call away. And that's about that. And so far as the Midwest, man, we ain't even went and tapped into the far west, to the West Coast, period, at all. There's action out here, period. If you want it, it's truly out here. And like Tony said, a lot of just excuses to not run.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what the mafia all about. When we get together, we're going to ride together, we're going to die together, period. When we get there, we all going to pool our money together. We're going to work on cars together. We're going to help each other. If it's a situation where some of the members of the mafia can't make a race for whatever, well, we're going to send whatever support, whether it be material or financial support with them, and you know, wish them guys best of luck, you know, when they go on their mission.
Well, let me say this, Tony.
He's solid.
So, Tony, what you're saying is that basically you recognize that there is a need to go ahead and click up and make things happen because you guys only have 5 months of racing. During that 5 months to come out and kick ass and take names, you guys got to link up and help each other out. Is that what you're, you know, saying in a nutshell?
That's right. And then we can cover more territory because, okay, like I'm saying, if a person fit the profile we're going after, me by myself, I'm a small block nitrous car, no Willie Bark 10-inch tire. It may be a guy who's a back half car or a big block car or a turbo car. So we would need a multitude of vehicles to fall under this umbrella of the mafia. So it's okay. Hey, listen, man, down in North Carolina, we got a guy down there. He's got this and that, this and that. He's kicking up a lot of noise. Now let's go down there and get that dude. His bark is bigger than his bite. Okay, now we're going to sit down at the round table and come up with what car we're going to put on him. Okay, this car sits the closest like him. He shouldn't have no gripes about that. Let's take this car down there and let's go put that work in, man. Go down there, we put that work in, and we keep it moving in and out, in and out.
Okay, I got one more question. Actually, I got two more questions, Tony. Earlier today, I heard Dog and you and yourself and Junior and Larry talking about the STIPS. I'm sorry, talking about the STIPS and the rules for red racing. And I heard Dog refer to the NHRA handbook. Being that this is grudge racing, do grudge racers make their own rules, or are we trying to still figure out how we race and how do we do things? Are we still trying to figure that out? Are we going to take from the NHRA, or are we following the NHRA handbook, or are we just doing a conglomerate of things to make grudge racing happen? Can you explain me with that? Because me, like in grudge racing, I don't follow class racing too tough. I like grudge racing, and that's all I know. I can tell you my grudge racing favorites quicker than I can tell you about my class, you know, my class racing favorites. I don't know nothing about them. So,
hey, that's a good question. Can I answer it?
Go ahead, dog. I'm listening.
Hey, that's a good question. But see, Gunny, when they say our track rules, the track rules get them from the IHRA or NHRA, whichever track they is. That's how that comes into play. But if you know. Grudge racing, like you said, you make your own rules. But when you say, okay, we're going by track rules, that's where they get the rules from, either IHRA or NHRA. That's why I say it like that.
Hey, Gunny.
For the most part,
yes, sir.
IHRA rules, everything, 99% of rules are based off of NHRA. IHRA, if you take an IHRA rule book and an NHRA rule book, as far as disqualifications, all that's the exact same literature. When it gets into the car, that's what changed. IHRA Pro Stock would be an 800 cubic inch motor. NHRA Pro Stock would be a 500. But as far as what it takes to disqualify and things like that, all that's mirrored. All that's the same. So basically, track rules are universal. Now, when guys come and want to grudge race, okay, like you say, they may say track rules, and you know, I know we're saying, well, is it IHRA, NHRA? If you read those first few pages in those books, you're reading the same pages. In my opinion, when a guy say, no, we want a grudge, okay, from past experience, my thing is we call it grudge racing now because we do it at the track, but it's street racing. When we were street race back in the day, I can go from curb to curb in one of them cars as long as I don't do it in front of that man. If I can come back around him and get in front of him, I win the race. That today we call that grudge racing. Now people don't like to say that because we realize that, you know, we was young and dumb. We didn't know no better. You're going to kill somebody, if not yourself, doing that. So they say we're going to go on track rules. Track rules are basically universal. That's IHRA, NHRA, UDRL, ADRL. All of them say the same thing. Hurts or worse infraction loses. There are no double red lights. It's no such thing. Getting on that center line, you're disqualified. Hitting the guardrail, knocking out a cone, all those things are the same, and no matter what rule book, what sanctioning body's rule book you look in.
All right. And you know what? Another thing I want to try to touch on is that, you know, I heard Dog saying, and Dog as well as yourself saying that, the racing pretty much comes down to what the racers stip. You know what I mean? So, you know, and it's important for a lot of the racers to know what they're talking about. You know what I mean? And me myself personally, you know, when I first started following blood racing, it was to the point I was scared to ask a question because the racers, you know, here in the Southeast, they were so damn condescending. You know what I mean? It was very few questions that I felt I could ask without getting a condescending answer without them making, damn, you stupid as hell. You should know that. You know what I mean? So for the people that don't know, for the people that's new to the grudge racing, that's following Lil Tony's show, I want you guys to know that you guys can call Lil Tony, you guys can call Number One Slouch, and if they don't know the answer, I'm pretty sure they'll refer you to somebody without being condescending to help you out, without, you know, making you feel otherwise. I know there's a lot of that going on out here. I've experienced it myself. So for everybody that's new to the grudge game, welcome. And, you know, once again, you can refer to Lil Tony, Number One Slouch, and also Junior, I'm assuming. So please leave your numbers for the people that's new out here. We're attracting new members every day. New interest in grudge racing from kids, teenagers, and there's even women that's really getting down on grudge racing right now. So, you know, I just wanted to say that, too. And lastly, Tony, how do I become a part of the Motown Mafia? Because, you know, I ride with the Midwest, and I, you know, my car is slow, but I got one now. But it's real slow, Tony. How do I get down?
Well, first of all, let me say this. You're saying your car is real slow.
Yeah, I'm a street car, Tony.
Oftentimes, people forget where they come from. There ain't nobody on this phone, no matter how fast they are today, they wasn't always it. We done all, I done had 12-second cars. I done had 13-second cars, 10-second cars, 9-second cars. It ain't about that. No, you race to whatever your budget dictates you race. You know what I'm saying? If a guy has we speaking quarter mile. If a guy has a 10-second car, you're welcome in the mafia because there's 10-second cars out there. If a guy has a 12-second car, we got guys over here that build cars specifically to run on 22s and 24-inch wheels. Those cars are welcome. I hear when people go to tracks, they make comments that, man, they running these bullshit cars, these, you know, 12-second cars, and we trying to run these real.
Hello?
I'm here.
We lost Tony. Yeah, we yeah. Lost Tony. I'm going to bring him as soon as he come back in. Hey, Gunny.
That was a good train of thought that he had, too. I really like what he was getting down on. What's happening, Junior?
I got a question now. With regards to the Northeast, I know you know a lot of people. I know you're very well known. We need to find a way to lock these people in and bring them in. Because I spent some years way back, early 80s in New Jersey, and some of the hottest back then street racing that I had ever seen in my life, I seen it in Philly and in New Jersey. Them people get down.
What part of Jersey were you in, Junior?
Camden.
You were down in Camden. Okay, y'all was down in South Jersey.
Sir.
But, you know, Junior, haven't had a chance to, you know, make your acquaintance yet.
No, not yet. But hopefully we will meet soon.
Well, you know what? I'm leaving from out of Georgia, headed up there this Thursday. We're going to get down. We're going to chop it up. And it's fun. It's not even funny, as you say, that right now there is a brick city. There's a brick city, Motor City Mafia connection being built right now. Brick city
That's
being built in Jersey. You know what I mean? So, yes, we can get the Northeast to come and play with the Midwest. Lil Tony is already handling that. Lil Tony's on top of that because what's important is that you guys are purists up there in the Midwest. You guys like to run the quarter as well. Like, once again, not to be redundant, but Northeast, they love it. They love it. They love it. They love it. And they don't care if you got Willie Balls on your car. And you can get – I wish we can get Donye on the phone because Donye can corroborate what I'm saying with him being a seasoned grudge racer. They're not off that trick shit. You know what I mean? They want to get down. They
want. Oh yeah, I know them boys love the race out there. They love the race.
That's right. But I will say this. Shout out to Cubby. Shout out to James from the Midwest. Shout out to Big Country and them. Big Country and them ran a blower car today. Dan Holly. You had a nitrous car run a blower car today. Dan Holly broke on the line, and pay you know, and there was the lockup. There was the bet right there. So man, them boys want to run, and that's I want everybody to understand that on the Northeast they run like the Midwest. They ain't studying shit. They got a few months to get it in, just like y'all, 4 or 5 months, and it's a wrap. They gotta put the cars
that's
up. They only got a little while to get it in. Junior, I don't want to monopolize your show. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people with their hands up. I'll wait it for a long time. If you can grab a few more callers. And, dog, I like what you said earlier today about it's really up to the racers what the racers step, but the racers have to know what they're talking about before they
exactly.
jump into the grudge game.
Exactly. Most definitely.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, we got you back in.
Okay. At any rate, like I was answering a question as far as being a part of the mafia, all they got to do is get with me, Junior, or Slouch, and you know, we'd go a few things. And so you got to be a person that's willing to race. You got to be a person that's willing to travel. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we're going to do it. You know, if you got it, I'd say want to come with 1 million stiffs because, you know, we're not coming with all that. We're going to race, man. We're going to race. Now, if we
you're saying to qualify, Tony, to come in the door, all you got to be is a diehard grudge racer. Get down and get dirty. Is that what you're saying?
Blood in, blood out. That's all it takes. You got to be a
killer.
Don't
matter how fast or how slow.
Exactly. We don't care how you sit. If you got like I say again, I'm speaking out the back door, quarter mile. If you got a 12-second car or you got a 5-second car, all you got to be is willing to go. You're not one of them that's going to come with 1 million stiffs or, you know, I got a 28-10-5, he got a 29. Okay, man. He got a small block, you got a big block. We're not going through all that, man. We just with this man has when we sat down at the round table and discussed that it was time to come do this to him. You got to be a diehard racer and go to travel.
You know, one more thing I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, if anybody's looking for any Little Tony show, for any show that Little Tony has ever done, you can go to clocksoff.com. I'm actually creating him a board post right now on Clocksoff where you can be able to find any show that Little Tony has ever done on his radio show. And Little Tony, once again, I'm putting that in the system right now. I'm trying to condense this right here so it'll be easier for the people to come and find what you have going on. And, you know, we'll go from there. I'm going to support Little Tony and Number One Slouch however I can. And if any grudge racers out here, they want to holler at me, they want to just pick up the phone and chop it up, just give me a call. My number is 478-251-7947. I'm not condescending, and you can ask me anything. If I know the answer, I'm going to answer it. I don't play the middleman. If you're trying to get to somebody, I'm not going to say, oh, hold up, let me call them. Nah. If I know I can give you their number, here's their number. Y'all go ahead. Y'all have fun. Y'all work that out yourself. I hate that middleman shit. I ain't trying to get nothing off of nobody, and we going all I want to see is y'all race, period. So with that being said, we're putting that in now, and Little Tony, I'll start grabbing your show links and putting them over here.
Okay, appreciate that. And for any of y'all that's not familiar with Clocksoff is a up-and-coming site for national and international drag racers from state to state, setting up races, and you know you got a lot of knowledgeable guys that are on Clocksoff. You know we got Q&A sections on there. You know, and about that situation you said, as far as sometimes a guy don't want to ask a question. There's no such thing as a dumb question, because whatever question you ask, at one point in our life, we didn't know the answer to that question. So there's no such thing as a dumb question. If you want to come on the show and ask the question, or you want to go on clocks off and just throw it out there. You know, we frequent them boards often, and if even me myself, if I don't know an answer to a question that somebody want to know, I've been around long enough that I can find an answer for you. So by no means, you know, should guy be ashamed to ask a question thinking it's a dumb question. No, it ain't. It's whatever question you want to ask, I know at one point in my life I didn't know the answer to it either. So it ain't no such thing as a dumb question.
Hey, Tony, I got a question for you here. So as of when is this coming together? So people know.
You say what now?
As of when can people start getting in touch with you with regards to the Mafia?
At the showdown in Motown. That's going to be the groundbreaker. Showdown at Motown, okay. In Clinton, Martin, Michigan.
Again, the showdown. You want to give them a rundown of it? Because I know we ain't got but 6 days left, man. And I mean, they ain't no more excuses. Come this time next week, I mean, all hell done broke out. This going to be the one that set president in the Midwest.
Oh, without a doubt. We're going to raise the bar June 15th as to what a person will have to do to put on a quality race. We're going to raise the bar. Slouch, you still with us? Slouch, you still there?
Yeah, man, lost. Let me see if I find him here.
Okay.
You know what, little Tony, I have something it just went off my mind just that quick too. Dog it all. Shit, on my mind and it was gone. But I know what it is. Little Tony, how many locked in grudge races do you have for the showdown in Motown?
When you saying you saying for the race or for myself?
Both. I want to know for the race as a whole and then for yourself. How bad are you? How hard are you going to run that bumblebee?
Man, as long as I got oil pressure, I'm going, man.
Tony, you ain't that bad.
Hey, Gunny, as long as I got oil pressure, I'm going.
Yeah, so what you're saying is if you got oil pressure, you know what I'm saying, and you running, you know, when your cylinders is hurt, you running on six cylinders or something, you won't go down that track.
If I think I can get there first, I'm gone, Gunny. I'm gone, man.
I'll ask a lot of questions. I'm sorry. I'm just stupid like that. I don't know any better, bro. Because if I see you limping and I'm ready, I'm going to jump on your ass, Tony. I got to wait till you up. Right. Good.
Hey, Gunny, again. See, I'm a real grudge racer. Any real grudge racer that been limping before and still bumped both them lights on. So I mean,
Most definitely.
I like that.
But I like what Gunny's saying is though, if you think he can goddamn catch your ass limping, he's gonna try to go and do it to you though.
Yeah, dog, have you ever rolled in them beans and knew you was limping but you still went to battle?
Man, look here, man. To be honest with you, I rolled in the damn beans, and I don't know if the gun has seen this or not. I thought I was doing a burning, and so much smoke was in my shit coming from it.
hey, gun.
No, my shit was. I said to myself, I got one more in it. I'm going to take it out now. If I can just get it down the track one more time.
Hey, I'm listening. Me and Tone, to answer your question, me and Tone go back a long time. And even if I think he ain't got a prayer in hell of winning, he know I'm going to tell him I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. Let's go to the line. Oh, I'm going to press him. I'm going to press him. Even when he don't want to fight, I'm going to press him. Shit.
Hey, Drew, so you mean to tell him, you and Tone go back to the days when he was wearing leaves, straight leg leaves with the tight T-shirts?
Hey, man, that's personal stuff. I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no, but I got some nice pictures, though.
Hey, they say him and Junior go back so far, they wore the same underwear.
I mean, shit. Hey, sometimes it get like that. Hey, sometimes it get like that. You know, you get to. We was at a point in life where shit. Who could afford a new set of drawers? Hey, dog, I'm going out tonight. You think I could borrow yours? They knew it in mind. Shit.
Hey, listen, man. I was in Jersey recently, man, and I'm sitting over a certain person's house, man, and they pulling out stuff. And man, guess who I see? Lil Tony. Lil Tony's on a flyer from like maybe how old is that flyer, Tony? Maybe 30 years ago, maybe 30, 20, 20, 25 years ago. They pull a flyer out, and they got Lil Tony's name on it, and they start pulling out pictures after pictures after pictures. Like I'm following this dude for a long time. I'm like, well, damn, Lil Tony's only but so old. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I had a chance to speak to Lil Tony on the phone one time, and we talked about maybe 2 hours on the phone, and he gave me a rundown of his history, that he's truly been doing this since a teenager. So you know, once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new out there and you got a question, that damn Lil Tony, you won't answer his phone too tough. You send that brother a text, he will call you back at some point. But Lil Tony, his history is rich. His history is rich in the grudge game, as well as, you know, if you're looking for a car, if you're looking for something, he also sells cars. Is that correct, Lil Tony? You're also a go-to man for parts and things of that nature.
That's correct. Not that I sell cars, but, you know, just kicking it with a lot of people, knowing a lot of people from different states. You know, somebody always got a car for sale, a motor for sale. So, you know, I just put the two together. You know, I'm not selling it, but if I know somebody looking for a car and I know somebody is selling a car, I put them together.
All right. There you have it. There you have it. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I can't wait to get out there. I do know that running cars is expensive. And between videography stuff and now me trying to do a little bit of racing, I need some seat time. I need a lot of coaching. I need a lot of training. I'm going to be up under my Uncle Leroy, my Uncle Larry. And I will be a part of that Midwest. Whenever the Midwest roll, I'm rolling with the Midwest as a whole. So that's where my goal. That's period.
Hey, Gunny, with regards to the races, we have, as of right now, we have 15 confirmed locks. I mean,
15 confirmed locks. Are the DPs in junior?
Well, that's something that some of them are set that the moment they roll in the track, that money's locked. For the most part, the guys that have locked in races are known racers which have character to them. You know, they ain't on this bullshit where they locking in $300-$500. And then when they get to the track, they're going to start whining and crying. For the most part, the races that are locked are guys that are going to race. Are guys that when they get there, they're going to lock that money in, they're going to put up the pot, and they're going to get down.
All right. There you have it. There you have it. So if you're interested in coming to a good grudge race, no BS, by all means, June 15th is going down. And what's that track? Give me the track it's going down at, Junior.
US 131, Martin, Michigan. It ain't gonna be a good grudge race. It's gonna be the grudge race. I mean, anywhere in the country, you can go to a grudge race, and yeah, they'll get one or two races off. One thing we doing there, we gonna race. If they got two Suburbans and they want to go down, it's happening, man.
Two Suburbans.
Another thing, when you were saying that you get guys in the South to say that, you know, it's too dangerous, you know, going out the back door like that. On the US 31, Martin, Michigan, is one of the premier tracks in the United States. If you got any power, you can throw everything you got at this particular track. Hands down. I mean, it's a premium track. It's not a hole in the wall. It's not, you know, a track that a guy got to go out and let me see what it can take. Throw whatever you want to throw at it and hold on.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, is Leon still on the line? I got somebody that's probably got to lock in that Camaro.
Hey, Tone, I got a bunch of mics that I close, so you and Gunny could get and Dog could get your discussion off. What I'm going to do is, you know, I'm still new to this shit, even 2 months later. I'm going to start opening these mics and see who we got on here.
Hold on. Do you see that 419 area code? That'd be, I'm sorry, 219. That'd be Leon.
219?
Yeah, Slouch said he got somebody on. Entertain
I'm running through it right now.
You said he got a 33W on it, right? On that 69 Camaro?
No, I don't see that 219 number in here.
Okay, Leon must have dropped off then.
Well, he had snuck in through somebody else's line, so let me go and open up these mics real quick, see who we got. 313-0887. 0887, your mic is open, 313. Hello.
So
we also still got to do that little trivia question also.
Yeah, we do. 662-0506, your mic is open.
Yeah, I did have a question, Joan, it's BET. I did have a question a long time ago, but shit, man, I damn near fell asleep.
My bad. Come on in,
BET. Nah, I'm good, man. Hell, I just enjoying y'all. Good show y'all having. Hope to see all y'all this weekend. Latone,
no,
give me a call when you got a chance, bro.
Okay, I will, BET. All
right.
Hey, Junior, hold up for a second. Let Fox go ahead and do the trivia so we can get these tickets away.
Okay, I got these mics closed up, so I'll open them up as soon as you get your question.
Go ahead.
On.
Go ahead, Slouch.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. All right, this race taking place a couple of years back from Tony Bynes when he was racing the Dub.
Hold on, we got some noise with you, Slouch. You got to clean it up, brother.
All right, let me get it off the speaker. Hold on 1 second.
All right, yeah, this race is taking place, like I said, a couple of years back when Tony Bynes had the Dud. He was racing the car. It was a car, turbo car he was racing. When he left on him, the turbo car blew the tires. Came back around Tony and won the race. What car or who was the driver that beat Tony that day?
Can I answer that one?
Who was it?
Little Tony.
Is that an easy question?
No.
No, I didn't know the answer to that one. Hey, the other ones, I never knew the answer. I know that one, but go. Go ahead. You can start opening them up.
All right. 313-0778. Your mic is open.
Who's this?
0778, your mic is open. 313.
Girl, you
got an answer?
I hit that shit when you first come on.
Oh, okay then. Well, welcome to the show.
You have the
going to
question.
The next. Oh, sorry about that. What was that?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah, buddy.
Go to the next one, James.
Yeah, I had to get that later on. 313. 313-6465. Your mic is open. Hello. 313-6465. Your mic is open. Going to the next one. 612-5859. Your mic is open. 612-5859.
Just listen.
Okay. 313. Hold on. I mean, 6. No, wrong one. Damn it. 708.
8152, your mic is open.
What's happening? The person he was racing was Chris Tootin.
Who we got here?
This Jay out of Chicago.
Slouch.
Yeah, that was it. That's the point. That's the answer. You're right.
You got it, Jay. Got a question for you, uh-huh. Jay. You coming down Martin, Michigan on the 15th?
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be in the house.
Okay then. I'm gonna get your number right now. Yeah, I'll get your number right now, and I have little Tony or Slouch give you a call.
All right. Hey, what time does the show end?
We got about 9 minutes, and then we're out of here.
Okay, because he's trying to call the show right now.
See if he can piggyback up in here.
All about getting paid racing, trying to lock up with Leon. Well, we ain't got Leon.
Well, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go through some more of these mics. Hey, Jay, good answer, man. Good win for you, brother.
All right, brother.
We're looking forward to seeing you down there, man. Well, you want me to open up these mics, Tone, and just let it roll?
Yeah, I'm texting Leon to see if I can get him to come on back in. But yeah, you can go and open it up.
All right, I'm just going to run through there and open them up. 313-9905, your mic is open.
I'm good.
810-7100, your mic is open.
Yo, yo, what's up?
What's happening? What's
going
Who we got
up?
Here?
Got a 33-10-5 car.
There we go, right there. What's up, John?
What's happening?
What's going on? You looking for Leon?
Oh. Yeah, we're looking to come out there and do something on the 15th.
Well, we go.
Yeah, we're trying to get him on
live right now.
313-6546. Your mic is open.
Just listening. So what's going on?
Well, we're trying to see if we can find Leon.
Right on.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Hey, can you get in touch with Leon and piggyback?
Yeah, I got him on here now.
Okay, I mean, do your thing, baby. You got a man here trying to get some action with you.
What's that? Who we talking to? Hello.
Slouch. Yeah.
No, go ahead. That's John. Go ahead, John.
What's happening, man? That's John. Or Cat.
What's up, man?
Got a 33-10-5 fireworks.
You coming out there for the 15th?
Yeah, we're wanting to come out there and do something on the 15th.
Yeah. What kind of car you got?
10-5 car.
Yeah, well, come on out there. Let me see what you're working with.
Yeah.
I
want to
go.
You want to do something?
Yeah, I'll run you.
All right, right on. What are you talking?
What you mean, what are you talking about? Money-wise?
Yeah.
I ain't going to like no money in there. I don't like no money with no car for Michigan. But you going to the same house I'm going to. And, hey, if I don't get no quarter mile race to me, you're going to run. And that's what I tell them to do.
Leon. Yeah, you're wanting to run the full quarter?
That's what I want to do. I ain't coming to run the race now.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's pull our pants up, right?
Huh?
Pull them pants up, right?
But you do what you feel you want to do.
Right on. Hey, Leon. We'll be coming looking for you.
Yeah.
Leon, I'm from Michigan. You're just trying to lock me in, so don't say you don't lock in cars.
No, don't lie like that. I ain't said no lock in nothing. I ain't locked in with nobody. I wasn't even going to lock in with you. Cause we all, why would I lock in if we all going to? You know I'm coming to the races.
What kind of car you got, Leon?
Huh? A 69 Camaro.
Right on. What kind of tires on that?
33.10.5.
You got action.
Okay.
Yep, for sure. We'll be looking for you on the 15th.
Okay. I had a 69 Camaro and a 67 Camaro, and I have them both there.
Yeah. Right on. Well, we're just bringing one car, but we'll run them both if they're sitting on a 33.10.5.
I'm bringing both.
Right on. Sounds good, man.
Hey, you know, it's like this. You're in the blind, I'm in the blind. Wrong what you wrong, man.
You said the name was John, right?
Yep.
Is that open to any car that comes in on a 33.10.5 or smaller?
I'm not going to get carried away like that, you know, and have Dan Millen or someone show up. I mean, that would be...
No. I'm just asking in general, just in case there's anybody else on the line that
if they're, you know, similar to how we're sitting, we'll race them.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Then.
Yeah.
Right, just something that's sitting within your range. Then.
What up, though?
I mean, 9 times out of 10, if they're on a 33.10.5, they got action.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sounds
so they
good.
Probably got action. And if we're done with that, maybe we'll work something out with the big boy, Mr. Willie. If there's anything left to him.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Tone, that'd be your department there, boy.
This big-ass tire he's got on there.
He said if there's anything left of Mr. Willie, he might be able to work something out if they accommodate.
Tell him that we're going to run out the back door like men do.
That's it. Pull your pants up. Join the big boys. That's it.
Yeah, Tom, we're going the whole 13-20. We're not stopping.
That's what's happening there.
Yeah, we'll see all you guys on the 15th then.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Y'all never get scared of Randy and Ann?
Never scared, I guess. Must have got scared because they sure didn't put their hands back up. So, but again, June the 15th, they'll be there. They'll be there. You know, make sure,
okay.
Hey, for all of yous that don't know Little Tony, that you listen to the show, that don't know Slouch, that don't know Giant.
Yeah.
You know, we grudge racers, in the end, we family. We tied in one way or another. Man, stop by people's trailer, man. Talk to people. Introduce yourself, man. Let yourself be known, because this ain't something that, this ain't a one-day wonder. This is just the beginning here, man. You know,
yeah.
Tony, the way you hear Tony on the phone right now, that's the same way he is in person. Come talk to him, man. Let him know who you are.
For sure.
You know, John, we looking forward to seeing you there, man. You know, come by, introduce yourself, and let's make some noise, man.
For sure, we'll be there.
Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
It's that time, brother. You got to close it out quick, baby.
I'm going to close this out. We appreciate everybody for listening to the comments and show. All y'all that's out there driving, have a safe trip. We'll see everybody at the showdown in Motown on the 15th, Martin, Michigan. Much love, everybody. See y'all next week.
It was good having everybody again, Dog, Gunning. Again, thanks a lot for everybody who came on. And boy, June the 15th, it's on, man. You guys take care.
All right, y'all. Have a good one, baby.
All right, now.